Blog Talk Radio.
What up, motherfuckers? You tune in to Dinefo Radio with your host, Mad 4, and the boy, Dialansky. We got an ill show for y'all motherfucker tonight. With our special guest, we got DMD, and also we got that East Coast vet, Granddaddy IU. So stick around and listen and call up, holler at your folks, or if you got some questions for the guest, call up and don't be a bitch, motherfucker. What's up, Dire?
Shit, you know me, I'm just chilling, man. I'm excited about this show, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, the vet, you know, Mr. Original Granddaddy himself, you know, it's gonna be nice, and you know, it's good as you know, we having all these older cats come in, and it really puts a perspective on the game even today, you know what I'm saying? And then obviously DMD, man, I've been chopping up with him behind the scenes, this whole, you know, 2 weeks or more, and he's got a lot to say. He's got a lot of music. He's been in the game since the late 80s, so you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be an interesting conversation. I got some good questions for him. So you know how we do. It's Die 4 Radio.
Yep, yep, another fucking night, motherfuckers.
Another
let's do
night,
this shit.
That's right. So let's go into these callers. We already got, you know, people already waiting to holler at us. I got a 716 number, 716-823, Die 4 Radio. What's happening?
And them titties. Yes, my baby said,
I'm like, they partying back there.
What's good with it? You already know, man. Mr. Global Coastal Boss is on my nizzle up in here representing with my people. What's happening?
Chilling, what, chilling. Y'all having a, you sound like you having a good time over there.
Yeah, we chilling. I'm about to get ready a couple of black eyes and knock a couple of teeth out. But other than that, we chilling over here.
You got, what's wrong with the knocking?
I'm staying so focused.
You know, I really appreciate the support like always. So ready, we said what's up. You know what I'm saying? She always holds us down.
All the time, man. Shout out to DMD, man. You know what I'm saying? Putting the affiliation to work like he's supposed to.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I'm excited about, you know, these questions asking because, you know, like these vets we've had on here, he's been around about the same, you know, from what I was talking to him, he's been around this game a long time. So I'm sure he has, you know, something really good to say and add to most of these conversations that we have about, you know, newer day hip-hop and older hip-hop and everything like that. So it should be an interesting
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, man. Y'all been really swinging hard right off the bat, you know what I'm saying? Big time guests every show so far. So just stay focused and keep
appreciate
that shit going.
Absolutely.
We all
absolutely
the same game, fam.
Yep,
all
absolutely
the time.
It's all a family affair. It's all a family affair, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, we'll
yep,
walk
so
out. We got some good interviews, DMD. I got a bunch of songs of his. I got some new Granddaddy IU songs. He's going to be on the in the line momentarily, so it's going to be a dope show. I appreciate you rocking with us, Boss Hizzle.
No doogie.
All right. See, that's what's up. That's what's up. Feels like family, you know what I'm saying? It is family, you know, at this point. The whole coalition
fuck
is helping
yeah
down like crazy, you know what I'm saying? And when I got this Die 4, you know, they really inspired me to get this Die 4 Radio thing going. And then, you know, once I did it, you know, and committed, like, yo, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it happen, they just, you know, embraced it, and we just, you know, carried the torch and kept on running. So big shout-out to them. I'll go ahead and hit these lines again. I got a 215, number 215-475, Die 4 Radio. What's happening?
Yo, what's up? What's up, Die 4 Radio?
Chillin', what's good with you?
I'm chilling, cat. You know what I mean? I'm calling up to shout my big homie, DMD, you know what I mean? He's at my NT, you know what I mean? Your finest, songs, your finest, flows, your finest, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
DMD,
I appreciate
that. I'm doing a song with DMD Regulation, you know what I mean? Produced by DJ Les, you know what I mean? We're about to put that out. Hopefully you can get on that, come on the radio with that song, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Make sure you follow Dire Lansky either at Twitter or on Facebook or any way you get a hold of me so that way you know,
right,
I can get the information and get you and you can get your song sent over here and we can start getting a rotation for you.
I'm talking to big DMD, you know what I mean? Talk to the big homie DMD about the song Regulation, you know what I mean? He'll tell you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we got an interview with him just in a little bit, too, so stay tuned to rock with us because I got some heated questions for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he put me up on you. I'm just sharing
absolutely
love, you know what I mean? That's, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. We appreciate you rocking with us, man.
Love
so
to all the
let's rock out.
Too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then also, too, like I said, you know, hit up anything Dire Lansky and also all the coalitions that we have here. So focused, you can ask DMD about all of them. He fucks with all of us now, so make sure you get it, you know, to everybody.
I'm
and make
sure. More, can I? You know what I mean? It's a matter of time, that's all.
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
That's what's up. Already, you know, DMD already getting the love, which I knew he was going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go to one more caller here, then we're going to rock some music and wait for our guest. It's a 347. 347, what's up? You're on Die 4 Radio.
Yeah, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Miss Hustle Bunny. Proud of you guys. I got my own radio show. You've got your show going on. Red Daddy, are you
appreciate
in here
it
yet?
Nah, he should be in here actually in probably in about 5 to 7 minutes, you know what I'm saying? We set it up so we could get into the show a little bit and then make sure people are on there so they can definitely hear what he has to say.
Definitely, definitely. That's good. You know, stop calling them old timers too. They icons. You feel me? They icons.
Absolutely.
They keep us going. You know, me as an artist, you know, people like him paved the way for us, you feel me, to be able to do what we're doing. And so don't call them old-timers. They don't like that.
and you know, and I use the word pioneers, too, because they really did literally, you know, by hand chisel out a lane for all of us to do. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter if you're from West Coast or East Coast or wherever. I mean, they chiseled that road so we could walk through it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's definitely – I can't wait till he's on the line and pick his brain a little bit. And
definitely
I appreciate you.
Learn a whole lot. I don't know DMD, but shout-out to him, too. You know, as an artist, you know, I like to keep it real with everybody. Everybody's contributing something to the art. You know, I'll check you guys out every week. I'm on Fridays, 6 to 8, you know what I mean? We got to support each
other
and hold each other down.
Well, and tell these people real quick so we can, you know, who you are and just information about you. Get your little promo out there so my listeners can hear it.
Oh, I appreciate that. My name's Hustle Bunny, the original Hustler in Heels. I have a show on Matrix Studios Network, 6 to 8, every Friday. I do icons and independence a lot, and I'm just a socialite in New York. You know what I mean? Anywhere there's something popping, you can see Bunny there. I'm about my business, though, you know. So you can follow me on Instagram at HBThatChick or on Twitter at HustlersDream and get it popping from there. So I wish you guys tons of luck, and I will be listening every week. Tell Granddaddy IU I called in. That's, like, my homie, and he's a real dude. And shout-out to DMD. Do what you do, and you just keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you a lot. And I'm going to share you know what I'm saying? I got your information now, so we're going to talk behind the scenes and definitely, you know, support each other and definitely
like that,
connect these dots a little bit more, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
All right, appreciate you. So we're going to go, you know what I'm saying, into some music here. I'm going to stick West Coast just a little bit with a little East Coast flavor, and then by that time this song plays, you know what I'm saying, our special guests are going to be here. So let's go ahead and rock out to this Evidence red carpet, you know what I'm saying?
Sunny distance, no days existing. My patience let me wait till the greatest love listened to me. I used to play the witness, wait in the trenches. It's like the sixth man sits on different benches. It's hard squeezing life in a sentence. And if I do, roll carpet with the red tint. My entrance is what's between. When I exit, it's evidence left on the scene. Alchemist, cut the record down to the bone. And with the record like this, I take the world by storm. God bless the land of the brave. Understand where I stand, my hand is made. From BR00K, then the planet. Family landed, managed to raise the man that I became. Panic on my first campaign, but when the words fell in place, I was certain of rain. I lit the purple, then step in the circle and start flexing. Weatherman in it, now storms change direction. Portions of my proceeds is feeding my homies now. I always shared pretty good for an only child. I was the baby boy, I could do no wrong. Now the roles reverse, I'm putting people on. They off welfare and got healthcare, and used to have their priorities elsewhere. I took rims and tires and traded them for a ticket to an island. It's where I wrote this rhyme and where I first saw my vision written. Driven by a better living and place to raise kids in. So I think like I rule the world. On the brink of something bigger, building schools for boys and girls. The thought alone gets me out of my bed. I said you got the tools, get them shits up out of the shed. Come on. Tap me a mic and roll down the red carpet. Tap me a mic and roll down the red carpet. I'm like the chemist, spit a rhyme, the G
eventually. Money is made, fly blades. A woman with brains to help a black nigga reign. My lifestyle's a prowler, a rich loner, owner. Used to pump in coffee shops, had my bitch Brazil with me rolling up. Fly ass and still classy, asking questions like, why you wear all that glass? Why would you splash me? Yo, it's only nigga shit. I'ma teach you like I was taught to. Hold a full walk through, seeing all kind of great fossils, colossal jewels. Pick a house, act fly, I got you. No need to walk backwards, fuck up the taxes. My street credibility is stronger than NASA's, yeah. Yo, a diplomatic winner, night boots, a Scully good denim jean on, and one renter.
Pass me a mic and roll down. Pass me a mic and roll down.
Once, I disagree, you only live twice, your life can end through your feet, so I lead on wax and feed them the deed, so when I die, they got a foundation of my publishing deed, plus the words that I speak, here's my family jewels, it ain't all blood diamonds, but life experience tools, and I be rhyming cool, but my philosophy's deep, like a Dear John letter, so read them and weep, and the wolves smell blood, you can feed them to me, but I'm a light in underworld, we can meet in the street, draw heat. But what happened to peace? It got a dirty Sanchez, like what happened to Screech. Jesus, diarrhea, I mean, holy shit. Christ on a cracker, that's just how we fit. Communion, had the wine, make the sign of the cross. And I don't live in the past, chalk it up as a loss. Went from leave, listen to my demo, to stretch limo, to the pen in the cell, watching Eminem on Jimmy Kimmel. But I can't go out like Kimbo Slice, like Gina Carano. I'm a cyborg, I'm terminating mano a mano. Still Ronald McDonald, over 1 billion served. But it's up to me to get what I deserve. So I handle my biz and hustle harder than the norm. The early bird gets the worm, but the hawk gets the bird.
Pass me a mic and roll down the
Where we go.
Pass me a mic and roll down the
What's up, y'all? Die 4 Radio. That was an Evidence featuring Raekwon and Razzcast, Red Carpet off the Cats and Dogs. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a hot track. I love you. You have the West Coast and Caesar lyrical like that, and Raekwon comes and touches it. You know, definitely, definitely where it's at. Well, our special guest, you know what I'm saying, has entered the building. The one and only veteran granddaddy, original granddaddy.
Yo!
What's happening with you? Homie, welcome to Die 4 Radio. We appreciate having you rock with us, man. It's a pleasure.
No doubt, no doubt. You know?
Definitely. I'm sitting here with my boy Matt Four, you know what I'm saying? You've already got a few calls yourself, you know, people representing you, and I mean, you've been in the game a long time, man. So how are you doing nowadays? What are you up to nowadays?
Right now, I'm trying to finish this motherfucking album, you know what I'm saying, and get that shit out. You know what I'm saying? The single dropping on December 2nd. I think I sent you the single already, Sasquatch Feet.
Oh, yeah, that's fire. I mean, we're definitely going to let the listeners hear it because it's fire.
Yeah, that's that real hip-hop shit right there.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So for the listeners, because, you know, I have some people that, you know, are in the, you know, a little bit older and listen to older hip-hop, and then I do got some younger people that are trying to get the information for who you are. And you know what I'm saying? Basically, what you did for this hip-hop game. Because, you know, some of these cats listening a little young and may not know.
Man, shit, that's why they got Google for, my nigga, but now I'm on the rail. Now, I've been doing this shit, man, since 1990, man, and, you know, something new, Smooth Assassin, you know what I'm saying, the first joint, the first album and shit with something new, Sugar Free, Nobody Move, and all that shit. I wrote for niggas, produced, you know what I'm saying, I produced for KRS-One, I produced for Ice-T, Biz Marv, Shantae, Helter Skelter, you know, nigga, I just do
Absolutely.
Shit, man. Like I did songs with Big, I joined with Big E, Big L, Jay-Z, whoever, Brand Nubian, fucking, you know, whatever, man. Whatever it is, man, I did it already, you know what I'm saying, and I'm still doing it. That's where it's at.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Now, definitely, the new single is definitely hot, and it's relevant. Lyrics are on point, beats on point, everything's on point. You got something to holler at him about, my co-host Matt Four?
Yeah, what up, granddaddy? How are you?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just saying, I appreciate you making and calling up and joining us on the show. We appreciate that, fam, big time.
Yeah, no question, man. You got to do that, man, to keep your shit alive, you know what I mean?
Fuck it, because you've always been an LNC, and these youngsters, they need to know how you were fucking raw back then. You could still tear it up today. And these motherfuckers need to know, take a look, like this is a blueprint, and we can study and learn how to build the skills up, because a lot of these dudes today, man, people try to make up excuses that we get too old, but nah, that shit's just trash.
Yeah, you got it. Because niggas is trying to follow these new niggas doing this other shit, man. That's not what we do. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the motherfucking script. You know what I mean?
Yep. Got it.
Well, you know, with no further ado, I'm gonna hit them with the single so they know exactly the type of repertoire that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So definitely, this is a, you know, Granddaddy IU Sasquatch feat. Track is hot. I've been bumping it all day. Dafoe Radio. Let's do this.
Niggas is trying to eat. That's all I look at as niggas want to eat food. Niggas is tired of being on the streets. Niggas tired of robbing and stealing. Niggas tired of selling drugs. They got little rap skills. They want to put their shit out and try to get some money. Niggas tired of being on the hood. Fucked up.
Hey, yo, DuPont Registry. Shit you niggas never see. Flow effortlessly. Most definitely. Any minor setback is just a lesson to me. So if you ever in my presence, it's a blessing to be. Spit your shit like open sesame. I don't wrestle weak. Hempstead nigga to the death of me. Fuck you and yours if you can't relate. I'm trying to make sure my Franklins and Grants are straight. I went from no pot to piston. The rock stack glisten. Getting sloppy top on the drop with the top listen. Mama told me get me a job or will not listen. Fuck working for the white man. I'd rather move white man. On top of that, I'm a beast behind a mic stand. Hempstead stand the fuck up. I'm from the hype, man. I flip tracks, get stacks and tab booty. Murder you on live TV like Jack Ruby. Ooh, shit, I do shit, new shit. That comeback Charleston blue shit, I do shit. Fuck the image of giving, I spit true shit. Pump fake and get your whole crew hit. Nigga, my moves is calculated, no room for small errors. The small errors turn y'all fellas to poor bearers. Leave me and my G's at the dice game, betting keys. Take you to war like my weaponry was Lebanese. I pin bitches like a nigga from the 70s. Jekyll and Hyde, got you niggas terrified, nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat.
I'm from Nassau County, mutiny on the bounty. Feds trying to get me for years, they never found me. I ain't got a shoot you, I keep shooters around me. And bitch, I'ma give you the dick, just don't have me. I hate them girls be causing the damn scene. Jumping on my dick like a trampoline. These hoes be so thirsty they carry a canteen. Keep hitting me on the hip like a tambourine. I tell them, first, bitch, hand me green. And I'ma leave you with a damaged spleen. The man is mean. I'm a New York native, incredibly creative. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to debate it. I should shoot you now or later, but why wait if I'ma still kill your ass anyhow, nigga?
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat.
Yo, the lack of money is the root of all evil. My life is like a movie, this here is a short preview. Some niggas front and don't let them boys deceive you. Nobody do it like we do. It's more than rap, nigga. This is my life on CD. What I live is so vivid, you see it in 3D. Got holes in mink stoves, disposing they fiend holes. Giving brain to my gang in the back of the road. Listen, you, I'm still clapping the phone. The 88 four was still attracting them hoes. I put my word on my family jewels. My hands were good to lose. I vow to live by the code and understand the rules. I'm on point like archery. Straight up, I'm about my paper like y'all should be. But scared money don't make no money and y'all should. Fuck around, get your whole shit took, pussy ass nigga.
I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heart beats sound like Sasquatch beat.
All right, sorry about that. A little technical difficulties, but man, that track is ridiculously hot, my dude.
All right, good looking, yo. That's my man, Guap Sullivan, on the production and shit.
And what's nice too is to hear not only new music from you, but it still has that substance. It still has that swing and feel. You know what I'm saying? That you always had, but to still make it relevant. And that's, we've had a lot of on the show, a lot of older cats, you know what I'm saying, on here, and they've brought new music, and every single one of them has just still been so on point. And me being an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying, it's so refreshing to hear it again.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the fucking radio get off the bullshit and, bring some balance back to the shit so we can have some real boom bap, and if they want that trap music, they can play that shit, you know what I'm saying? But just slide some real shit up in there every now and then. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you're the second one that's actually said that on this show. We had PMD on a week or so ago, and he brought that up, balance. And I had never really looked at it like that. Like, there has to be, no matter what, there has to be a balance, but we got to start, making the circle turn just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, that's real talk right there. That's real talk. So we already got the phone lines blowing up to talk to you. I'm going to go to this 919 number, 919-903. What's happening? Die 4 Radio.
You?
My man, Mr. Raw, Queens in the house. What's happening with you? We on the, special guest right now, the original Granddaddy IU. What's happening with you, Mr. Raw?
You ain't got to say original. There's only one Granddaddy IU. Salute, my G.
That's right. I know.
I'm from that same era. I'm still in the game, just doing what I do. Diane Lansky will tell you, I try to keep that balance grounded. Only thing I'm trapped in is in my era. That's my trap music right there.
Right. Yeah.
We probably know a lot of the same people. I'm from Southside Queens, but I know a lot of people from all hoods, Brooklyn, Bronx. I'm New York all day. And, I know when you first came out doing what you got to do. So, it's just good to hear, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing special for me. It ain't nothing grand for me. Daddy IU is just that thing that is necessary. And when you got something that's automatically necessary, when you hear it, it's not a big surprise. It's just a big breath of fresh air. That's what I could call it.
Yeah, good looking, my nigga.
How we do, man. Follow each other on Twitter. Do what we do. I produce. I do it all, man. I'm not saying bring it back, because in my eye, when you're stuck in the era, and not saying stuck, but when you revolve in that era, you don't have to bring back something that's always in rotation inside your mind. So, I listen to the radio only just to see what's going on at the time, but,
to check the temperature.
Yeah, basically, I just do it to check the temperature. But what's in heavy rotation is all the classics, all the good stuff that I refer to. All the things that make me feel like, I ain't gonna never leave it, because as long as I got it in my cycle, I know where to find it. Sometimes you just don't know where to find it. A lot of the young people are doing their homework now because they're hearing us veterans and us connoisseurs and us pioneers talk about what we know, and they saying, well, let me hear what they're talking about, because they're always saying it. I mean, it goes without being said. Good music is that real good, feel-good music. The whole thing, man. I mean, when I heard you're going to be on the show, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Dialeski doing this thing. I ain't going to front Dialeski on the West Coast, but he a East Coast black boy. He don't even let nobody fool you. Let me tell you, I chop it up with him personally. And that boy, he playing the music that he can see has an influence on his life. And I just want to say salute to you, my G. I'm fighting the toothache, but when it comes to just saluting my peers and the dude that I respect, I got to fight that toothache, man. I salute you 10,000%.
All right.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you, Mr. Raw. And I know you're fighting that toothache like crazy. There's no joke. So I really appreciate you calling up and supporting my homie. I got you 100.
You know I go already. And I was saying you just like Granddaddy IU.
Absolutely. Big shout out to Mr. Raw and Greenleaf and Dirty Basement Radio. You know, this whole coalition that we have, we definitely all support each other, and obviously we see that. Definitely going to go to some more calls. There's some people, you know what I'm saying, waiting to talk to you. So I'm going to go to this 267 sub you on Dot 4 Radio with the Granddaddy IU. What's happening? I think they just listen to themselves because I can hear myself in the background. So we ain't trying to mess with them right now. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck them. Next.
Yep, absolutely. Next. Going to go to this 240-640-619. You're on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's up, baby boy? This Sludge, man. What's up with you,
man? What's happening?
Man,
you know,
cool.
We up here chilling, man.
Same shit, man. I just been listening in, man. That's what's up, man. You know, anything, man. Shout out to everybody over there at Die 1, man. You hear me? You know what I mean? Shout out to my man DMD. You know what I mean? You know, for the...
Absolutely.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just want to promote my business, too, man. www.perfectpdi. I got cut off last time. I was hollering at you, man.
Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the duct tape be falling off, and, you know, you never know what happened up in the studio. So go ahead, shout yourself out, man.
Like I said, it's Sludge, man. You know, I'm down here in D.C., in the D.C. area, but, you know, I'm originally from Philly, man, Richard Allen. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, shout out to my folks up in Philly, man, DMD, you know what I'm saying, Express Yourself, you know, and, you know, we just rocking out, man, down here, man, doing what we do, Sludge Kansas State, man, giving back to the youth, man, you know, that's what we do.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got a question for Granddaddy IU tonight?
You know, I mean, not really, man. You know, I just, you know, love the music, man. You know, I love what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Keep doing what y'all doing, man. You know. You know what I mean? We gonna be at y'all every Thursday, whenever y'all on, man. You know. You know what I mean? Like I said, my man DMD put me on, so. You know, we going to keep coming at y'all every Thursday, man. You know, I'm going to be on the line every Thursday with y'all.
Cool, man. We really appreciate the support. We could be rocking right along with you, and definitely we got an interview later on tonight with DMD, so definitely keep rocking with us.
All righty. I'm there, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I'm going to go into this other thing you sent me. It's You. You know what I'm saying? And tell me a little bit about this track.
That's me on my smooth out pimp shit, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I do that every time I come out. I got to have some smooth shit with the bitch singing and all that. So that it is right.
Matter of fact,
I just caught wind that fucking Q-Tip and Busta used the same track, but they, you know what I'm saying? I think Kanye did the track or whatever, but he chopped it up different. I just used the beat the way it is, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's an old school classic.
Cool. Well, let's check it out. Dot4 Radio, Granddaddy IU, everybody representing everybody. West Coast, East Coast, doesn't matter. It's just good music. Let's do this.
Y'all niggas is hot trash, get smoked like hash. do too. So what y'all wanna do? It's on you.
Definitely a hot track right there as well. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So you got an album coming out. You said December 2nd, was it? Or just that single, The Sasquatch?
Yeah, The Sasquatch should be December 2nd. The album should be January.
Okay, dope. That's what's up. For what you think about hearing some new, you know, Granddaddy IU tracks? You feeling that?
I'm loving that, man. I'm telling you, it's like the dude never went nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It's refreshing to hear that shit again, you know? All this, I'm sick of watching television and flipping through, and all I see these goofy motherfuckers with some skinny jeans rapping about some bullshit that don't make sense to me.
Yeah, niggas wearing skirts and shit. Skirts and black.
Now, do you listen to, but on that, do you have any artists that are newer in the newer generation that you like and listen to? Because I know I listen to a lot of 90s music, and sometimes I think, you know, I get a little snobbish sometimes and don't give newer artists the chance to listen to the music as I should. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of stuck in my ways. But do you have a newer artist that you like and think is, you know, dope and you would listen to?
Only nigga that I like, I don't buy none of that shit, but like nigga that I can tolerate, I fucks with J. Cole because he got lyrics. I don't really know.
Not that many.
Besides that, I don't really know. Like, other niggas, I don't, like, if you ain't got no lyrics, I ain't trying to hear you. And if you got the same fucking beat, that same trap beat with the same drum pattern, and you know what I'm saying? Oh, Meek Mill. I fuck with Meek Mill because he be having lyrics, you know what I'm saying? But some of his shit do be sound the same, but he got lyrics. So I at least check to see what if I hear, if I say, it's like, somebody say, yo, it's a new Meek Mill, I'm going to check it, you know what I'm saying? And see what it is. If somebody say it's a new Wiz Khalifa, I'm not listening. You know what I mean? That's no respect to him, or you know what I'm saying, or nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a man, but I prefer lyrics. If you ain't got lyrics, I don't want to hear you. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. And then it boils down to substance too, because a lot of the songs that, you know, because I know some rappers, and you're included in there, that could probably take a trap beat and murder that shit. And that song would be crazy, you know what I'm saying? But without that substance, the song just does nothing for me.
If I choose to rock on one of them shit, believe I'm going to kill it. You know what I'm saying? But that's not my thing, my nigga. That's just not me. I mean, you know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Plus, I could do
it. I got a question. Is it true that Biz Markie was the one that signed you to the record label Cold Chillin' back in the day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I heard about some shit like that. I wanted to find out if that was true or not from the horse's mouth instead of hearing it from he say, she say.
It was Biz. Biz signed me to fucking Cold Chillin' and fucking robbed me.
I was going to get to that and ask you, and there was a dispute over that, right? Over credits, right?
Yeah, he took all the credit, all the production credit, but he only produced actually one song on it. You know what I'm saying? That was Soul Touch, or the first album and shit. But he got half the paper, half the publishing, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But, I, you know, me coming up sort of the street, I don't know the music business, you know what I mean? So when they telling me, yo, you got a check for this amount, you know, and a publishing check for this amount, and then when I get to my accountant and it's only half, I'm like, where the other half at? They're like, Fizz got the other half. I'm like, for what? Yo, he's your producer. Well, shit. Well, why the fuck can't you produce nothing? But you know.
It sounds like some producers out here on the West Coast. I ain't gonna say no names, but there's a big time producer, but that's very famous and is known for not giving motherfuckers the credit, dude. But we're gonna talk about that for another day.
Yeah. I mean, but when you don't know, you just don't know. But like later on, when I found out, like with Dr. Dre, would get a track from a nigga and add a hi hat, and then the shit says produced by Dr. Dre. But if you got broke off, you know what I'm saying, a certain amount where you signed that deal, where you knew you was, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna get this amount and you don't get the credit and it's good, then that's one thing. But if they do it to you and you don't know, you know, you fucked, you be like, oh, you ready to hurt something.
Yeah. And that, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what happened. But it's, you know, it's all good.
Absolutely.
Learn and live.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, learn and live. So I'm going to go to this caller real quick that's been holding for a minute, of 562-201. You're on Dodfall Radio. What's happening?
Man, much love to Dodfall Radio. Man, it's the infamous Frosty. What's going on with y'all, man?
Chilling. You cutting out what's a little bit. I didn't quite. What's popping with you?
Man, I'm here on the road right now just checking out the show, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm out here riding around in the A. I'm out here in Atlanta, man, ATL, you know, checking out Dodfall Radio. Much respect to the OG, man, Daddy IU in the building. I was just listening to, you know, how niggas fuck niggas over, man. That's crazy how Biz did that to you, fam. I never knew that.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. When you don't know the business when you come in, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, fuck it, it's all good. I won't do that to none of my artists, though.
Right, exactly. What they say, industry rule. They say industry rule number
4080. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm just rocking with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I hold down, shut them down radio every Sunday. I'm part of the coalition. And, you know, I got to call in and show love to my nigga Di Lance, man, infamous Rothstein.
That's what's up.
Sneak Rothstein in the house, always showing support. We got a whole coalition over here of radio shows that we have, so you know what I'm saying, don't be surprised if you get hit up for more interviews and more exclusive get to know yous from a lot of people around here, because you're definitely, you know, a favorite of definitely this whole camp, and you know what I'm saying, it's like I said, just a pleasure having you on here. So you know what I'm saying, last but not least, should I say, we have the album coming out in January, probably, right? What's the name of the album?
Paper is My Priority. That's P-I-M-P.
Okay. Okay.
P-I-M-P. Paper is My Priority.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
sir.
We'll definitely be waiting. And absolutely, you know, one thing I like to do here on Dodfall Radio is, you know, when these singles and everything coming out, they'll be on dodfallproductions.com and let these people know. And also, you know, they can also listen to these interviews, you know, they're archived, so, you know, they can really know what's going on and this and that. But any time you need help from Dodfall, you know we're there for you and to help you out with whatever, because, again, we're fans, and that's kind of also why I do this, because we're talking about this younger crowd, and they are starting to kind of do the knowledge that we can bring that balance back, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if we're going to do it with anybody, it's going to be with people like yourself.
All right, that sucks.
That's what's up. Well, we really appreciate you, you know, taking the time. I know you're in the East Coast and it's late there. I'm a West Coast show, but we really do appreciate your time, my dude. And you know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to be rocking with you, and we're definitely going to be looking forward to the single and this album, because it's just all nasty. I can't wait to hear everything.
I see you on Facebook, my nigga.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, anything you need from us, my dude, we got you for sure. And we'll bring this balance back as a whole team. You know what I mean?
All right, no doubt. I don't know what I'm gonna do too. Soon as I get the joint done, I'm gonna hit you with it. You know what I'm saying? You pass it to your DJs and whatever have you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Please do, and we'll hold you down 100.
All right then.
All right, homie. Have a blessed night.
Yeah. Peace.
Man, so just rocking with, you know, Granddaddy IU. What a pleasure having him around. I mean, that's just crazy. How you feel about that, Four?
That was great, man. That was fucking great. You had one of the fucking icons on there. Man, this show just keeps getting better and better, man.
Absolutely.
Time to hit these
absolutely.
Motherfuckers over the head with a lead pipe so they could get their
absolutely.
Mind right. You know what I'm saying?
So definitely. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to get ready to get our other guest on here, DMD. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with him. But I'm just going to go to a little bit of music first, and I appreciate all the callers, you know, waiting right here. I see all the area codes. I see everyone rocking. But I'm going to go to this guest we had on Tuesday, legendary, another pioneer in this game, Cocaine, with his new single, What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and BZ Soprano.
Okay.
Let's do this. Die For Radio. Die For Radio in the house.
How much you owe me, Shotty? Where my money at, bitch? Oh!
Stunner,
yeah.
Mackin' with 40 bitches up in the long Hummer, beating pussy with the stick like a bar drummer. She give it to me like when I'm taking my money from her.
Where the money at, nigga?
Motherfucker, you whip a forerunner while I'm in the Maybach speeding, burning more rubber.
Damn,
I shits on niggas, better call your mother.
Mommy.
Clean up shit, he's a born plumber. The way I treated up shit made it a warmer summer. I come to eat you niggas food, more supper. We born stunners, use a born sucker. I don't owe you niggas shit, but more gutter.
Do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they talk to?
Gucci, wanna buy me some Gucci, spend all your gold. What a motherfucker don't know, can't prove. I'm digging all in your hole.
Okay, go again. Nigga talking that shit.
Pistol grip on my lap at all times. Burn the shaft all in my whip. Crip gang, city bang. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Fools wanna run around town like to take the credit, like to put me on, man. I started back in 90 with my nigga Easy. Above the law, NWA. Michelin and T.O. still relevant. Not irrelevant. You a church mouse, I'm an elephant. I'm pro shaded to the ghetto rabbit. Don't fuck the tricks, you silly rabbit. You fucking with a mad ass fool again. Shit adjectives, it's in it in. I'm on the island like Gilligan. Pimpin' Ginger and Marianne. Legendary, cocaine, West Coast, C's best, making moves, showing proof.
Shut the fuck up and cut the check.
Yeah.
Do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they talking to?
They talking, hate is all they offering. I hope you think you can get away with it. Put the pen away, put them in the coffin. Eliminate all your options, intimidate your whole posse. I think I'm about to move to a bigger state for the trying to criminate my whole mind. A cold night, inhale and I've inhaled my whole life. I'll be in jail if my pit fail. I hold strikes, mean good but I've sinned well. I sold white, came a long way from a 10 cell. These niggas think that I own something. Thirsty hoes with they hands down. Be the first to blow with no birth control cause she hurt the flow cause it stands out. All you see is these drop picks, all you see is these bands out. Talk cheap, you wanna talk to me and I put the gun in your man's mouth. Live free, die hard, chauffeur, don't drive cars. That means I'm the one with the toaster, with no holster and they fly far. Bitches line up to fuck with me, I hope you got your wide car. Cause that bed hill is my treadmill, lay dead still and I'ma drive hard and sleep.
Do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they, do they talking to? What I owe you? Nothing, 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 nothing.
I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He didn't own his own company. White man owned it, so they owned him. Nobody owns me, though. The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery? Extortion?
Integrity, hard work.
Murder? Racketeering?
Family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you ain't nobody.
Him 215-462. What's happening? You on Die 4 Radio?
Yo, what's going on, fam? This is doing Major Damage, DMD in the house.
What's up, my homie? What's up?
What's going on, fam?
Man, pleasure to have you in the building. Like I said, that track is you know what I'm saying? You hear it once, and then you singing that hook for like 2 days.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We put that hook together, man. You know, we spent a lot of time trying to get it right, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it finally came out the way we wanted it to.
Absolutely. It was definitely a banger. What you have to say is, you know, definitely just banging. And also, too, your clarity with how you say it makes a big deal. And I think a lot of music nowadays, too, you know, independent music as well. I mean, they don't have that, you know, a good engineer or a good mix, and you can hear, like, every word that you say specifically, and it is dope to hear just not only good music, but someone that takes pride in how the music sounds as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. You know, I got a few good producers that I work with, man. I got my man that he does the mix for me, man, my man Leaf Bucks, that's from Philly here, man, you know. So he do his thing, man, you know. So shout out to him, my man Leaf Bucks, man. He be doing his thing on the mixes for real.
Absolutely. So, you know, my first question is, especially, you know what I'm saying, how you've been in the game since what year now?
Man, my first record came out in 1987, produced by Dr. Dre from NWA, you know what I'm saying? So I would say maybe about, maybe like 82 or something, I started rapping, really taking it serious, you know. And 1987, my first record was out in the record store, in the VIPs back then, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. No
so, but
doubt.
you were originally in South Central, correct? Oh, South Central, California.
Yeah. I was originally in South Central, LA. You know what I'm saying? We put together the group Poetry in Motion. You know, it consisted of me, myself, DMD, and another brother by the name of D Rock D, and the homie E. You know, and so you know, we put together that group Poetry in Motion, and I wrote the song Killer Dayton's. And, you know, Drake did his thing with it.
Yeah, and then how'd that come across meeting up with Dre and everything? I mean, you know, because it was, you know, I guess you could say back then to a small community, especially people, how you had to make music back then and, you know, how you had to sample and make beats and actually be a hip-hop producer. There was only probably a few people really doing it, though, correct?
Yeah, you know, well, you know, that we was signed to a record label called Saturn Records, and which was actually one of the first record labels that Ice-T was signed to, you know, Saturn Records. And so the record label owner was the one who was connected with Dre. So he was the one who got with Dre and got that done.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, you know, we always on the line with Mad 4 as well, my partner in crime over here. Mad 4, you already know DMD music.
What up, DMD?
Yo, what's going on, baby?
Not much. This man ready, just excited having you on our show. We appreciate you having the time to fuck with us, man. We appreciate that big time.
Man, I appreciate y'all fucking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it, man. You know, I'm just a squirrel in your world trying to get a nut, man. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was going to ask a question. Have you seen Dr. Dre lately since you did that with Tim Beckham? Have you seen him ever since then?
No, man. No, we did it. You know, we used to do shows, you know, and at a spot that was real hot back in at that time. It was a spot in L.A. called the Casa Camino Real, up on Washington. And, you know, all of us used to go there, perform NWA, Ice-T, King T, Mixmaster Spade, rest in peace, Toddy T, you know, everybody, we all used to be there performing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was around the time when I was spending time with him. But ever since then, you know, we did another record in 88, and, you know, we was doing a lot of shit then and still performing with him. And actually, even with EPMD back then, we was doing shows with EPMD, going around, hitting up World on Wheels and Skate Land. And we was, you know, doing a whole bunch of shit with a lot of niggas back then, man.
Yeah, obviously a good time back then, for sure.
Oh, no doubt, man. I miss them days without a doubt, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I miss listening to them damn days, for sure, as a youngster. Can't listen to new shit today.
I always got, you know, I got my own studio at my house here, man, you know, and I always got these young boys here in my studio, man, and they come and record, and they always asking me about somebody, you know, such and such, man. I'll be like, I don't know who that is. Who is that, man? You know, so I'm in a whole other zone when it comes to hip-hop, man, you know.
I did you have a problem? Blank man when they tell me about who the fuck is who.
Well, I was going to say, though, did you have a hard time coming from South Central, and then now you've traveled a while because you're in, you know, you're in the East Coast now. So was there ever a transition period where it was, you know, especially back then, I mean, East Coast to West Coast rap was so much different. I mean, it always has been different, but, you know, there wasn't the abundance of hip-hop like we have now. So was there a crazy transition period with you to where maybe there wasn't as much music being done personally because of where you were or where you were located?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it was mostly by choice, too, that I wasn't doing some music, you know, because I kind of stepped away from the music for a little while, you know, and started doing some other things in my life after 93, because I did a album with Arabian Prince in 93 on Meanest Records called Stand Down in South Central. And, you know, so after that album, I kind of stepped away from the music for a little while and started doing some other things, you know. We did some shows, started touring around the country, you know, never really went outside the country too much, you know. But so I kind of stepped away and started doing some other things. And, you know, it was just my own personal choice to leave it alone for a little while.
Yeah, I feel that because I've done that actually. Especially moving around, you're like, man, I just don't feel. I mean, this was a while ago, obviously, like you saying too. But the music always calls us back. You know what I'm saying? It definitely always does. We definitely got some supporters of yours that already been holding on the line. So I'm gonna go back to this 215-475 number. Die for radio with DMD. What's happening with you? You wanna holler at your boy?
Hey, yo, I'm still on. I've been listening to you all this time, Cam. What's up, though?
Yo, what's going on, fam?
DMD. Right now I'm showing you love, cause you already know.
Yeah, that's what's up, fam. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, fam. What's happening with
you? Yeah, oh, everything's good, Cannon. That part of the game's crazy, cause.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate that love, homie.
You already know. Ain't nothing.
Absolutely, see, and you know,
hey, yo.
These dudes been.
Hey, yo.
Hold on, we can go back to him. What's up, my dude?
Yo, I want to tell everybody, your listeners and all that, you know what I mean? Last time I called, we spoke, you know what I mean? I never really got to tell people, check me out at Mint Nick Official at YouTube, you know what I mean? Check out my videos and my music and all that, you know what I mean?
For sure. Say that again just real quick so the people can hear it.
Mint Nick, MintNick, Official, OFFICIAL, at on YouTube.
For sure. And also, too, you know what I'm saying, make sure, again, you find Dire Lansky on there and put your information, you know, on my Facebook and stuff like that so I can share it with the people as well so they can see it right in front of their eyes.
All right. No question, Carl.
All right. For sure. Definitely. So, you know, I'm going to go into this track, Staying Down in South Central. I actually, when you sent it to me, I'm going to tell you, you're like, you know, we rock this, especially you in L.A., and I waited to listen to it till tonight. You know what I'm saying, on purpose, so I can kind of get that feel and everything to it. So tell me a little bit more just about this track before I play it.
Oh, man, Stand Down in South Central, man, is a song, man. It's basically just about the title describes it, you know, just stand down in South Central and holding it down, you know what I'm saying, and maintaining in that area. You know, that's basically what it's about, man, you know.
Absolutely. So here we go. You know, it's DMD. Die for radio. This is how we do it. 2 days a week. Plus, we got the whole coalition going. Big shout out to Soul Focus Radio, Dirty Basement Radio, Greenleaf Network. You know what I'm saying? My man, Mr. Raw, was rocking with us. Justified, you know, the whole camp. We definitely threw a big over here. Staying down in South Central, DMD, Die for Radio.
Back to the set. Back to the set.
trap. You better pack a fucking strap and don't be down for the bullshit. Fuck a bitch. I'm trying to get the Yale sack and make my fucking pockets fat. And stay away from the undercovers trying to convict me. Sit me in the glass house until the judges ready to stick me. And when that motherfucker stick me, I'm stuck. I'm a nigga who gives a fuck. I'm just blow bottle up. So I try to catch the rap and stay on the right path. That's why your microphone can't make me laugh. Cause I remember back in Uncle Jam all these days when niggas carried a deuce deuce and never heard a fucking truth. So don't try to claim you a cheat. Cause I was banging while you were talking that way out bullshit, B. A young milk dog sagging in painter pants, watching the hoes dance, skating in rose grass. So don't try to run up and get smoked. Cause I cut you up and serve you like a motherfucking kid dope. Cause I'm a nigga that's real and you know the deal. I'm carrying straps to kill. Stand down and stop sitting. Back to the criminal set. 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 Bitch, try to hang around because of what I got. And that's the grip. But they can put this dick on their lips. They act like a nigga really want them. All I do is get them faded. Stab the cock, fuck, fuck them. Cause I ain't quit on that. Give me this, give me that. You better get back, bitch, before you get your ass slapped. Cause I remember when my come up used to be the carjack. But now I'm rolling back with the Yale sack. But you know I got the bud too. And I serve it to anybody, whether you're down with red or down with blue. That's how it's real niggas do. I'm in this game to get paid, just like you go to school to get a trade. But you a punk and gotta wait. While I get paid every hour just by rocking up a bird of powder. And then I take it to the valley. And I serve it to white folks cause they buying up the most dope. And I can serve them wage, show. And they think they get love, but not an L.A. dime, it's a dub. I keep the nine by my side. Just in case the motherfucker trip, I take his ass for a ride. Cause it ain't shit to pull a trigger. And if one time pull me over, I'm blasting on their ass, nigga. I want the pigs and they family dead. And if they find out that uniform, I'ma turn that motherfucker red. Let's give a toast to the cop killers for putting in work instead of thinking about a piece of shirt. Cause a bitch will get a nigga dead. That's what Iceman told me, and I don't think that shit is no baloney. Cause he a nigga with many hoes. Fresh clothes, and if a hoe trips, she eating elbows. Cause I learned from my big bro. You clock don't fuck a hoe, and you never think slow. Cause I spit. Back to the criminal set. Back to the criminal set. Back to the criminal set. Back to the criminal set.
Yo, man, that shit brings back fucking memories.
That shit is dope.
And then, you know what? I knew it was going to be like that, and that's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with, like, oh, because it's an older song or whatever. Like, I wanted to hear it with you the first time because I already kind of felt the vibes off of it because you sent it, you know what I'm saying, like the next day. Like, yo, it was almost like, I forgot about this. Yo, let's play this. So I was excited, too. You know what I'm saying?
No
like,
doubt, man,
fuck yeah, man. That's like one of those that have been in the chamber and haven't been caught back and released in a while. Man, that took me back. Oh, good feeling right there.
Yeah, man, that song brought back a lot of memories, man, hearing that, man. You know, I remember we did the album release party for that down at Prince Club, down when he had his club downtown in L.A., man.
That's cracking. I mean, man. But it just, yeah, like he said, it brought back, you know, you kind of brought back that memory. Like, man, that's, you know, that's why I love being from the West Coast.
Just
that
sound
alone.
Yeah, man, it was crazy because it was one of those songs, man, that you know, we was talking about a whole bunch of stuff, man, you know, because there was a lot of anger out in the street around that time, you know, with all
big
that
time.
Rodney King shit jumping off and all that type of shit was jumping off not too far from there, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, niggas was mad as shit, and niggas was doing what they had to do to grind, you know, so you had to stay down in South Central real tough then, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it's nostalgic, you know what I'm saying, because of the era. And plus, to have music sound that good from back then, man, I'm telling you, that you was working it, my dude. You was working it.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean, you know, it was rough, man. You know, we was, you know, we was gangbanging and rhyming. And, you know, it was rough going through it, man, and making it happen, you know, but... You know, I had a plan for myself, you know, that's what I wanted to do, you know. I took it serious when I heard Curtis Blow for the first time, you know. And that's when I really took it serious, you know, the rap and the hip-hop thing, man, you know. And because I started off really first writing love songs, you know, believe it or not. That was what I originally started off writing was love songs. And when I heard Curtis Blow, I never wrote a love song again.
Now, have you wrote for other people in the game since then?
I wrote, only person I wrote for, really, that was, I didn't write for nobody that was major or nothing like that, but I wrote for a girl that was in a group that Eazy-E had, rest in peace. He had a group called Sly, Slick, and Wicked that, you know, the group never really amounted to too much or nothing, but I was writing for that girl group at that time, but which was a challenge always, writing for girls, you know.
Yeah.
But that was about the only person that I really wrote for that was really taking hip-hop serious, you know.
And then how did you end up in, you know, Philly from Cali? I mean, did you hit different states then between there, or you know what I'm saying? How did you get where you are right now?
I just wanted to get a change in what I was doing and what my life was going on out in Cali and do something different. And so, you know, my wife was from Philly, so she said, you know, let's go back to where I'm from and do something different and show you something different. So I said, all right.
Yeah.
So I ended up on the East Coast, and so I heard these niggas rapping and figured that they didn't know how to rap too fucking good, so here I am.
That's what's up. Hey, 941-276, you on Dial 4 Radio, what's happening? I guess 941 isn't rocking with us. I think that's one of my Dial 4 members on there.
Yo,
he had us on mute. Jay Sizzle.
What's going on?
We on the line with DMD.
Hell yeah. Powder Gang.
What's going on, fam?
Yo, that song kicking, bro. Like Dyer said, we can't get it out of our head.
Oh, I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate that, man. You know, once you get in that powder game, your life will never be the same, you know?
That's what's up. That shit's dope, though, for real.
I appreciate that, fam.
That's Jay Sos. He's one of my artists from Dial 4 Productions, you know what I'm saying? So you'll be in close contact with him as everybody else is starting to be and
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No
He's
doubt,
got a mixtape coming out and deadly on the mic, too.
I can't wait to start shaking hands, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. We definitely doing it. Appreciate you rocking with us, Sos. We're going to get in some more music, definitely. We got some Jay Sos coming up in a little bit, too. So, you know, rock with us.
No doubt. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. You know, I'm down for life, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make this thing happen, man, till the wheels fall off, baby.
Tell me about the Open Your Eyes single.
Well, the Open Your Eyes song was a song that I did that was dealing with me making a transition in my life, man. You know what I'm saying? I started doing a lot of reading and noticing some of the things that was going on from past history to present history and how I was – myself was a part of the present history, what was going on that was kind of resembling past history, but in a different way, you know. So I really wanted to make a change. And so that song was kind of about, you know, the transition that I made from the gang life really to becoming a civilian.
Okay, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that is an eye opener. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I have a lot of family members and a lot of close friends that have made the change. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it's amazing.
No doubt.
It's amazing.
Some point in
they almost
gotta
look
open
different.
Your eyes,
you know what
you
I'm
know?
Saying? Yeah, they almost look, and it is. Their eyes are wide open, and you know, for a different reason. You know, when you're gangbanging, your eyes always gotta be wide open. You know what I'm saying? But for a different reason.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't trade the life I lived for nothing, you know. But
absolutely. Yeah, I feel you 110%.
But at some point you gotta open your eyes. Let's
go into this track. Introduce this track for Dot 4 Radio, man. Definitely, and tell these people what's happening.
Yo, this is my song, Open Your Eyes, you know what I'm saying? And it's talking about people putting the guns down and stopping the killing, the black-on-black crime and violence. Put the guns down and educate yourselves and open your eyes. You heard it first on Die For Radio.
For sure, for sure. And then we got some fans that have been holding to talk to you, too, so we're going to go back into them right after the song. I see the area codes. I see y'all waiting to talk to your boy. We're going to go into this track, which I know they probably have no complaints with that. You know what I'm saying? DMD live on Die For Radio. Open your eyes. Let's do this.
This here is where the game ends. I don't believe you're ever going to have a home or have a half-decent job or get an education or even have a family worth of shit. You know why? Do you know why? Because you're happy just to be a motherfucking nigga.
Open your eyes.
Black crime is all I known and seen my whole life. Grew up gangbanging, respect for no one except hood strife. Then I read a book, and like a bright light came a real deal. And it taught me why I was a thug, and it taught me that I was trained to kill anybody that looked like me, that lived in poverty like me. When these niggas gon' wake up, open their eyes and see. Divided by the rag claim, or niggas owe you money from the dope you slang. Homie, I understand that fucking game, but goddamn, we got to wake up and overstand the plan to keep us in graves, to keep us in penitentiaries, man. And then I had the nerve to call myself a G, cause how many lives I robbed and stole from this beautiful black family, nigga.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Gotta do something different, we can't keep doing the same thing. Looking for a different outcome, that's the oxymoron, man. I graduated from the gang like 61st in Menlo to Harbor Park. Made you wanna be inside before it got dark. I gotta do something else, it was like a wave going back pulling on me. Me killing my own race was like food starting to get full on me. I needed to digest it and reconstruct my fucking life. The pain I caused when mamas missed their child at night. I stay up late at night and I don't sleep good, thinking about mama missing her baby over some yay cash or wood. And all that shit there is replaceable. But did you think? Cause how you gonna get your money now, nigga? He ain't. Another black man gone, his kids depressed, missing their father, or a mother missing a child, these teenagers the real target. Sometimes I sit back and I contemplate what life would have been like if I'd have stayed in school and graduated and did it right.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Goddamn, nigga.
Open your eyes. In your
DMD exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Open your eyes. What a hot ass track, my dude.
Indeed,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and again,
yeah,
I gotta say though, too, the clarity of your words, dude, is crazy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. You know, just trying to get that message out there, you know, to do the right thing, you know.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to this 240 caller. 240, you're on the line, Dial for Radio. I know you've been rocking with us. You got DMD on the line. What's happening with you, fam?
Hey, what's going on, DMD, the Muslim Dial, Fale God? What's up, Aki?
Walaikum Salaam. What's going on, man? I'm just doing my thing, man. Just doing my thing, baby.
Ready, man. You know, we go, you know, I'm planning on December, man, sliding up and holler at you, man. You know, I got an artist out here, man. I definitely want him to work with you, man. You know, go by the name of Baby Boy. I've been working with him for some years now. And, you know, I just was up in Philadelphia working with Samad.
I just hung up from Samad not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'm getting with him tomorrow.
Yeah, just tell him Sludgy, man. I got his number. I'm going to holler at him, man. You know, I just let him do his thing, though, you know, making that transition up there in the studio and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Express Yourself Studio up there. Yeah, they doing their thism.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You know me real well, man. This is a Sludgy point, you know. Actually, what I'm going to do is, it's kind of late now. I'm going to call him first thing in the morning myself. And link up with him, but yeah, it's definitely a pleasure to get with you, man. Hey, you rocking out, man, over here, Die for Radio, man. You know, over there with the pioneers, man. I love what y'all do every weekend too, man. You know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We appreciate that, man. No doubt, fam.
You know
what
I'm gonna do.
Appreciate all that.
See, what I'm going to send my information over to you, man. You know I'm out here in D.C., right? And I got the printing company, man, Perfect DPI, man. We doing all, you know what I mean, anything dealing with books. You know, we doing the book covers. We doing business cards, letterheads, whatever, you know, dealing with print. We print more so than anything, but we got the graphics on Smash 2 CD covers, album covers, whatever. You know, that's what we doing, man.
Okay, well, I'm gonna definitely get with you then, man, because I definitely got some ideas on some stuff.
Yes, sir, all day long, man, and we're gonna be rocking out, man, on the social network, man. It's always a pleasure, man, and like I said, man, before, man, support is my thing, man, so that's where I'm at with it 100%.
That's what's up, fam.
Absolutely, and then DMD, make sure you get, you know what I'm saying, he sends the information, send it my way so we can get, you know, networking with them and get him, you know, circulating through this whole camp that you would, you know, definitely
No doubt. He's definitely on the line, no doubt, man. We got him on the line.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate you, my dude. Thanks for rocking with Dial 4 Radio and DMD. We appreciate all the support, and we're going to be talking for sure.
Already got it. Yes, sir.
Nothing. And we're going to go back to this 267-567-516. You're on Dial 4 Radio with DMD. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's good? This is Verbal Tragedy from the Touchable Team right here on Dial 4 Radio, shouting out my man DMD. What's good, big homie?
Yo, what's going on, Trash?
Nothing. You know, grinding.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, you know, holding it down for us. You've been on hold rocking us with the whole show, man. We definitely appreciate the support and love, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, always.
That's what's up. So definitely,
yeah, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's my man, Tragedy, man. You know what I'm saying? From our Touchable Team, man. You know, they another part of Philly that be coming through the studio, man, and we working and putting some shit together, man, you know. So, you know, tell them a little about what you got going on, Trav.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We got the hood stories out right now. You know what I mean? That's on deathpiss.com. You can, you know what I mean, find that, Touchable Team hood stories. I mean, we got the USA mixtape dropping soon. I mean, like, I ain't got no date for it yet, but, you know, it'll be dropping before the new year. You know what I'm saying? I just rocked the show last night. I mean, Voters Lounge. So, you know, I'll be grinding. I got a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. My man, Verbal.
Well, be sure too, my dude, especially, you know, you rocking with us like this, make sure you keep Dial 4 Productions and Dial 4 Radio in your contact list and make sure that we, you know, get your music and can definitely get it in rotation, you know what I'm saying, and everybody help each other out, you know?
You already know, you know what I'm saying? Dial 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying? DMD, keep doing your thing, my nigga.
That's what's up, fam.
That's what's up. So we definitely going to get into some
I'll let you too, man, because you're supposed to be in the studio tomorrow, right?
Oh, hold on. Let me go back.
He already know. He know he's supposed to be here.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's what's up.
So,
you know, Matt Four, you still rocking with us?
Yo, I'm here.
Yep. I got my man Sneak Rothstein still on the line too. Sneak, what up with you?
Oh man, you already know the Powder Gang.
What's up, D? Oh, man, fighting hard, swinging regular, baby. You know how it is.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I just been in the cut listening, and it's interesting to hear how everything evolved and where you've been in this life and where you're going, you know what I'm saying, and what you're about, man. You know, much respect to you. Definitely look forward to linking with you and hearing more of your music, you know, old and new, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a newfound fan, you know what I mean? I just now found out about you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're
going to definitely keep it coming, man. You know what I'm saying? I got some shit for 2014 that's about to drop that we're putting together, man, called No Competition. So we definitely got some serious shit that's about to come, man, you know.
Hell, yes. Make sure everybody in the coalition is loaded up with heat from you. And if you need commercials, man, or whatever we can do for you, man. You know what I mean? Like Dialetsky said, let's make it make sense and connect the dots on this thing, man.
Oh, no doubt. I'm connected.
And that's
man.
Definitely a shout out to Justified, because Justified was definitely one that said, let's make it make sense. And I kind of took that from him. So big shout out to Justified.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man. Major shout out to Justified, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he definitely. Was the one who had the confidence in me to make this thing all happen from the start, man, you know. So, you know, major shout out to Justify, man, and Dirty Basement, man, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Sneak, hey, rock with us, man, because we still got some hot music, my dude.
You already know. I'm right here rocking with you, man.
Shout out
to Sneak.
Yep, Sneak Rossing, Shut Him Down Radio. You guys can catch him on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say 6 to 8, that's West Coast time, you know what I'm saying? Actually, let me do this. What is the East Coast time? Because I'm so Pacific Standard Time. What is it on Shut Him Down?
9 o'clock East time.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, 11 Eastern time, yep.
Okay. Yeah, so and then my California listeners, 6 to 8, and Shut Him Down is a hot radio show on Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, he puts it down like crazy. He's one of the hypest hosts you will ever meet. You know what I'm saying? So definitely Shut Him Down in the house. And that's just part of this whole, you know what I'm saying, big coalition. We got 716-823. What's happening? DMB, Die4. You know how we do it. What's happening with you?
Yeah, you already know. So focus up in this motherfucker. Shout out to DMD, man. I just heard that stand down in South Central for the first time, and I'm going to definitely have to get that in rotation over at Soul Focus.
Shout out to you, man. Salute to you, man.
Yeah. Being cut from that same cloth, you know, I can relate heavily to all that, the landmarks and the situations you were speaking on, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, man, for keeping it true to the roots, you know what I'm saying, all the way from the West to the East Coast.
No doubt, fans. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it got to be, you know what I'm saying? No matter where I'm at, man, if I'm in Alaska, I'm going to talk about what happened on Gage in Vermont.
Hey, you know, I'm right around the corner on Flores and Gage. So, you know, like I say, we cut from the same cloth, you know what I'm saying? You had your rag on the right, I had mine on the left.
No doubt, you know, cut from
the same cloth.
That's what's up, fan. That's what's up. Without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
And once again, you know what I'm saying, Boss Hogg, just a pleasure having you rock with me, my dude, because y'all are busy. Y'all got shows 7 days a week on Soul Focus Radio. Y'all can check out all that information on soulfocusradio.biz. You know what I'm saying? You can even check out your boy on soulfocusradio.biz. I'm privileged enough to have my Breaking Bad video on there, a whole artist write-up along with plenty of the other artists, you know what I'm saying? And, rocking with this, man.
Man, you know, I'm in a dirty basement, shutting them down, smoking on them green leaves with the movement, you know what I'm saying, and I'm the Die4. So, You know, like Mr. Ross say, you know what I'm saying? I'm a player on all the teams. You know what I'm saying? It's, we just one big tree with a bunch of branches and leaves. So shout out to Dive Four, man. You definitely playing a major role in what we building.
Well, I appreciate it. Matt Four, you got something to say to Boss Hogg while you're on the line?
Chilling was popping, man.
Oh, man, chilling, man. I love what you be doing out there, too, fam. I can't wait to come out there and really, you know what I'm saying, touch hands with you boys, man, and really, you know what I'm saying, get it in, man, because y'all cats definitely got a great spirit. So, you know, salute to the whole team.
Much love. Appreciate that shit, fam. But, yeah, for sure, we're going to get it cracking. Slapping these whack motherfuckers that want to do what we're doing and can do it.
And shameless plug, man, you know what I'm saying? My co-founder, Cold Cash, will be here next Thursday, same time, same place, you know what I'm saying? So, Soul Focus Radio going to be in the building representing for Cold Cash. Make sure everybody listening tune in for that.
A Die Four Radio exclusive with Cold Cash, you know what I'm saying? And definitely big shout-out to Cold Cash and the Hogg and Cash Show, you know what I'm saying? That definitely
big shout-out to them.
Yes, sir.
So, that's what's up. But definitely,
I enjoyed myself, though, man. This was a good way to end my night. So, you know, until next Thursday, I'm up out of here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we appreciate you, like I always say, man, and that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate Soul Focus having my back and Dot 4 Radio and all of our back like you do, my dude.
It's easy, man. It's natural. Real niggas do real shit, and we always recognize the real and support it. So it's easy for me. It's just like breathing air, you know?
That's
real talk.
So definitely. So we're going to go into this other track with you, man. Please Don't Go. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, man, Please Don't Go, man. It's a song about, you know, when we was young, man, you know, and we started learning about smoking weed, you know what I'm saying, and we went from smoking it off the homegrown to buying it to the redhead to the chronic to the ET. I don't even know if anybody know about ET no more, you know.
What happened to Chocolate Tie, man?
I used to run red lights trying to get that shit, man.
What I miss out here in Cali, too, is, like, we got the medical shops, and we can get, you know, whatever crazy weed you had, but I really miss, like, that Humboldt County chronic you had in the mid-90s. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that sticky shit, man. You had
It smelled so bomb. It smelled so good, like, on the outside. And then you broke it up in the middle, and it smelled completely different. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, man, that Humboldt County chronic.
Like
that.
If you ain't never smoked no weed, none of that shit, you ain't never smoked no weed, really, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So now we got the listeners, you know what I'm saying, definitely ready
for this.
So this song
was about nigga getting high and you know, not realizing that he was going to get addicted to that shit. And every time you see the blunt going down, you saying, like, damn, please don't go. Twist up another one of them motherfuckers.
like Keith Murray said, I smoke it down to the fire. Anything to get a little higher. You know what,
I'm saying?
Man, definitely. DMD in the house. It's just a pleasure, an honor. Dude been in the game a long time. He rocking with Die 4 Radio. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this.
The vibration. Seek out a grown person's final chord.
It's time to tell a story about the street. I found it in the backyard of the neighbor next to me. I didn't really know too much about it, what it be, but I was a curious nigga, so I had to go and see. It looked like some leaves that I never really saw, so I plucked them off the branches and I laid them in the garage. I had no idea that it would get me strong, thinking to myself, saying, later on them leaves turned to smoke, with a Valentine rollie to go with it to keep down the choke. Cause that's the way it was, we was youngsters in the hood, and all we gave a damn about was digging bras and burning wood. We grew away from growing trees the back of sets. Redhead all over it, I'ma put it to the test. I twist it up tight, I flick the light, smoke ignite, and it had me saying. Now we chillin', hangin' in the spot. Summertime sweatin', niggas trippin', blood is hot. The homie walked in, he had a sack of some green. He called it his dough and said, this shit'll knock you clean. Now you know me, I had to put it to the test. This the nigga all braggin' about how I shit the best. I twist it up tight, I flick the light, smoke ignite, and it had me saying. Barbecue time, we at the park. Had to stay strapped cause we was banging with no marks. Got the piece up before we start to shoot the crack. Cause if you wanna smoke chronic, it only came in 20 sacks. Now around that time, I pushed weight off in the hood. So I never pieced up, I bought the zone, it's all good. I twisted up tight, I flicked the light, smoke ignite, and it had me saying. Now I got to talk about the stick. It was known as top buds, or how I would never leave you quick. It was seasonal treat, you couldn't have it all the time. So I never fucked around with copping dubs or a dime. I copped me a pound and then I took it to the shack. We ain't serving this shit, nigga, we pulling this shit back. I twisted up tight, I flicked the light, smoke ignite, and it had me playing. I always had a crew of niggas smoking. Either at the spot or at the park, niggas was choking. E.T. came and I'ma tell you what it mean. It was Indo and Thai mixed with honey down the scene. A E.T. back nigga, lay you on your back. And if you wanna serve that shit, you're definitely about to sack. I lifted up tight, I swicked the light, smoke ignite, and it had me playing. Yeah. I got to tell y'all about that tree, nigga, in my life. From the time a nigga was a little boy, to the devastating Mike, that man, that motherfucking DMD, nigga, getting blown.
The mix, spitting marvelous, quick shifting your consciousness, feeling it like spaceships. We rock it more than just a promise, never kicking it. Designers, you faking bitches, get richer, but your lyrics microscopic. Heineken and sour, cowards get devoured. Guarantee you when we see you, bloodshed and last showers. Lift it up, potato head ratchets, the blast fast, with spaz, the black mask, the clap, you rap fast. The golden child style for Mars, balls are milky like a Hershey. If you thirsty for my CD, any card, you can't pause and squad up, it gets guard up. Your team scatter, screaming, peace guard, to get caught up. And yo, I'm on to the core like a sword from a belly flop. 44's ripping that cord to get your melon rock. Slick shot blocks, you get popped only in the sign box for thinking you hot rockin', that's pop. But you not, you think you hot, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock stopping, we ain't fucking with you rock. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. You think you hot, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock stopping, we ain't fucking with you rock. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. Yo, I'm back up on my rap shit. Automatic clap quick. Rubber greasy ratchet, watch it stretch you like elastic. Rubberistic, political style. Infiltrate your mental. I never smell cause it's foul where I get down. With bloody MCs, one with beats of the beat. Permission to speak, y'all need it when the mic on my reach. Fucking you down, fifth gear, yeah, we clutching it now. Switching the style, keep the crowd from the usual sound. Stylistic, Jay Sizzle. Get hex 4-5, extra clip on my sweat. Sun live, keep a killer connect. Fear and love, more respect for that check and blood. You get wet, like the split, watch it lift in my soul. Used to be my iPod, footy bars made my iPod froze. And fuck rap media, wish hell upon you bastards. Double XL, giving L's to classics. You think you high, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock sucker, we ain't fucking with you rock. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block. Think you high, but you not. You sold your own soul for that mainstream spot. Corporate cock sucker, we ain't fucking with you rock. Your records ain't never getting spun up on my block.
Album in the street.
Officially ranked. Officially ranked. It's a banger.
It's a banger.
Die for radio in the motherfucking house. We listened to that DMD, Please Don't Go. And in fact, I was only going to play one song there, but that song made me want to light up. So I lit up and had to play that, you know, Spun by Jay Sos. So,
I could take it. No doubt. You might have lit yours up the same time I lit mine up.
I bet I had to. I had to. But you know what was crazy, too? You coming from how long ago you started rapping, you remained an MC. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are an MC, dude, like, regardless of your style, you know what I'm saying, and you know, the truth that you speak. I mean, that's all the characteristics of an MC, and you still make it unique, and you still make it, you know, rhyme. You know, a lot of people rhyme off some bullshit nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And you
It just comes from doing it for so long, you know, and I never stopped, you know, just because even though I didn't have, you know, records out or nothing like that, and it wasn't putting no more records out or nothing like that at a certain time, you know, but I was still rhyming, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I never stopped rhyming, man, you know. So, you know, I always say that, you know, a lot of times people rush theyself in the studio and do things, man, and they don't really take time to master their skill and get their flow together and get a style, you know, and that's something that's really lacking that I see a lot in even with working with the youngsters that I work with. You know, everybody in a rush to get in the booth. You know, he wrote the song 10 minutes ago and he's ready to get in the booth, you know, and so he ain't style to it yet, you know. So you know, that's something that's really lacking I see a lot, man.
You know, too, like, can you freestyle? I mean, obviously, been in this game, I'm sure you can freestyle, but I guess, because I grew up freestyling, that's what I did, and when I was real young and got in the studio and tried to write everything down, it was actually a little hard for me, and then I got really into writing shit down, and I was, like, rusty on freestyling. Then I went back to freestyling, you know what I'm saying, and got rusty on writing again. Do you do both to keep, you know, both skills sharp, or are you more of a writer nowadays, or what do you do pretty much right now?
No, I always been a writer, you know, because, you know, I started out writing, you know, like I say, I started out writing love songs, you know, so I was always a writer, you know, even though sometimes I, you know, if I get caught up in the right mood with something, fucking around with something, you know, I might freestyle, but nothing that I would do in public.
yeah, no, I feel you.
But on the real though, I'm more into writing. You know, I think that when a person does something, you know, the music or something like that, that you always want to give your best. You know, and so anytime you could write something and think about what you're writing and putting together for the people to hear, when it's real, you know, you always want to put it together properly. You know, so that's why I always was more leaning towards being a writer, you know, instead of a freestyler.
You know, it's crazy, though, because growing up freestyling like I did, it was actually, and I'm talking, I was a young teenager, you know, not even old enough to drive. It was actually hard for me to write raps. Like, I would write a rap and get on the mic, and it would sound like I was like...
But, I mean, I knew some dudes, man, that would freestyle, you know what I'm saying, and you would never know that he was freestyling. You would have swore he wrote it. You know, like, I know you wrote that shit, man. Come on, say that shit again. You're like, man, I don't know. I was freestyling that shit, you know, so.
Yeah, no, I was the same way. And the dudes that I used to record with, they would tell me, they were like, now, why can't you do that, like, you know what I'm saying, and just get this little thing going? Because then also, too, when I was real young, it was like as soon as you turned on the mic and the headphones in a studio, like a live mic, I was good at a party, 100 people there. I'm just, you know, freestyling. And Matt Ford, I mean, him and I grew up
freestyling, too, is about being comfortable with the clique you with, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you're comfortable with the clique you with, man, you know that's where you mostly can get your freestyle skills together, because freestyling is like a muscle that you got to work out, you know.
Yeah. So, well, you know, the brain is a memory muscle. So anytime you got to work out both. And now even with me producing the way I do now, it's crazy because I have an advantage, you know what I'm saying, when I have somewhat of a writer's block, which isn't a lot, but sometimes you're just maybe not feeling that track or whatever, or feel like writing, then I hop on my drum machine or my keyboard, you know what I'm saying?
No,
when I kind of like have a producer block, then I get, you know, pick a beat that I already did and start writing to that. So I do have kind of a happy medium nowadays, but back then, man, I was just all freestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt, man. Like I said, man, I knew some dudes, man, that they had a whole group called Freestyle Fellowship, man. You know, they used to
Yeah, I know it. Freestyle Fellowship. I know all them dudes.
Yeah, we used to rock.
If you're talking about just talking
life,
from up north,
it was
right?
A good life, man. That was like the hip-hop spot right there on Crenshaw and Exposition right there, man.
Yeah. You had the Grouch, AC Alone. We talk about the same people, right? The same Freestyle Fellowship.
Yeah, it probably was, man. You know, so
I
used to catch him up at the Good Life. You know, it was a hip hop spot that you know, it used to be a lot of people, man. Too Short used to come through there and all kind of people back at that time, man. And it was really going on, man. A lot of people was doing their thing from inside of there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, we know we got about, you know, 13 minutes left in the show or whatnot, but we really appreciate you coming and rocking with us, man. You all the way in the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? I tell all the East Coast people I have in here, you know what I'm saying? I know you're from here, but where you at right now? You know what I'm saying? I appreciate about the late hours, but got to understand, it's only 8:30 when I start my show in Cali. That's the prime spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man,
so,
you know, I'm a studio hog, man. You know, so I'm always up anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always, you know, I'm up when I'm down. You know what I'm saying? When I'm asleep,
absolutely.
I'm woke. You know what I'm saying?
But, man, we really
always
appreciate
on this
you
grind, this grind,
taking the time, and obviously, you're a huge supporter, too, man. I mean, besides this, you know, you be sharing everything I'm doing, even if it doesn't have your name on it, and, you know,
oh, no
like,
doubt,
like
man.
Everybody
you know,
said,
I figured,
you're part of
you
the
know,
coalition.
If you want love, man, you got to give love, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes, you know, even if it's another artist, man, you know, just to see that spark that somebody else supporting me, you know, might be some encouragement for them to even fight harder to make it happen, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it's all about, man, you know?
Absolutely. So, man, like I said, much respect, dude, my dude. You've been here a long time. You still putting it down. I'm a DMD fan, you know what I'm saying? What about you, Matt Four?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, my motherfucking phone is cutting off right now, and I just want to say, hey, we appreciate you for being on the radio show, DMD. It was great hearing you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, for sure, man, and we'll be hopefully to hear from you pretty soon and shit with your new stuff, and whenever you have any new shit to drop, like you said, get at Darren Asker, you get at me, so.
Oh, no doubt,
really,
no doubt,
up,
man. I'm planning in February, man, dropping that new shit, man.
For sure, man.
We know we got you in there.
Cut off, Dyer.
Yep, for sure. I appreciate you, my dude. We'll be talking tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Peace, everybody.
Taco
Radio,
right,
sign off.
So, all right, but, yeah, again, appreciate you rocking with us, man, you know what I'm saying, and
man,
to many more endeavors,
no,
my dude. I said to many more endeavors, because we can, you know,
it's almost like
family
now. Man, it's just the beginning, fam.
Absolutely. Jay Sos, Die 4, you got something to say to DMD before he gets off the line?
Yeah, keep making positive music, bro. We feel you. It's just dope. We're all fans already.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely make it happen. I'm definitely trying to bring this thing together, man, you know. So we're going to have something nice for y'all for the next year, man.
Well, I mean, the positive music is dope. You know, we all were young and went through some shit, man, and we're growing old, and we need music for our age now, you know. So we always appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt, fam.
If music's not growing with us, what's the point, you know?
Yeah, yeah, really, really. I feel you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, 562, you got some last words for DMD and Dot 4 Radio?
Yeah, man, keep that shit banging, D. And, shit, look forward to getting some work done with you, man. Make sure you check out Drodians.com. And, you know, check my Twitter out, too, at the Drodians. You know what I mean? We putting in much work. And, man, big shout-out to Die for Radio. Big salute to Die Lansky for, you know, bringing this platform to us right here.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that, fam.
And that's man, Sneak Rothstein, right there. Look out for this track me and Sneak got. I mean, bananas. Bananas and his also his EP he gonna drop. He don't have a date yet, but to tell the people what that's called.
Oh, actually, it's the LP. You know what I mean? My first
LP,
ever
I'm
LP.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that Dungeon Dragon LP, man. That shit's on the way. You know what I mean? I was born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, stuck in the 90s. So I'm bringing that golden era feel on this right here. Produced entirely by my alter ego, Doc Durong, you know what I'm saying? He dug in the crates for me and came with some heaters, you know what I'm saying, for your boy on this right here. So we coming for y'all, man. We coming for y'all niggas, man.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up.
Damn, shut him down in the house. So Focus is in the house. Die for in the house. DMD in the house. You know what I'm saying? The whole fam in the house. Again, man, much love. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be definitely posting the replay for this for your fans that missed it. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be on blogtalkradio.com/Die4Productions, and you'll be able to catch this whole episode again. Big shout-out to DMD. You got any last words for these people, my dude?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I just really want to tell everybody, man, to just look out for DMD, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. And if you want to go to my website, you can check me at www.dmdfrompnm.net. Check out the videos and, you know, listen to a little bit of the music and stuff like that. And once again, I just want to give a major shout-out to my man Justify, who really had the confidence in me to make all this happen, the whole connection come together for all this to go down for y'all.
Absolutely. Justified in the house. Big shout-out from me as well. Big shout-out to you. Big shout-out to my Die4 team. Since that last song we played of yours had to do with trees, man, I'm actually going to go to one of my favorite beat songs we made in 2012. This is produced by Apollo Brown, one of my favorite producers, like, period, honestly. But you know what I'm saying? He's doing this thing now. He's out of Detroit with the East Coast veteran OC. You know what I'm saying? This is called Another One. We do this, like, every Tuesday and Thursday on Die4 Radio, getting it in like this.
Sling Box Connect, watch Gita hit a home run over the fence. That's when I rolled another doobie. yeah, no puff puff pass. Every now and again I mix weed with hash. Yes indeed, the essence I breathe be that pleasure I crave when I light up the blaze. When it's time to approach, I light another one. That THC qualifies me for a PhD, cause I'm hands-on when I study, blowing smoke in my study. Thick as a fog on a midsummer's night when the weather is warm. But not fuck with the bomb cause it's too strong, especially when it's Arizona gold from Tucson. No sticks or stems, just heavy sour. Hawaiian I puff on splits of Maui. Blowing that bubble gum, calm, not troublesome. The weed man loving them, greeting them, not me mugging them. Twisting pretzels, minus the salt. I'm as high as a gymnast, doing flips and somersault. Tranquil as my feet in the sands of Antigua. Lifted off the kick of the stairs of Sunny Chiba. Yes indeed, the essence I breathe be that pleasure I crave when I spark and blaze. When it's time to approach, I light another one.
Hey, yeah. I know the beat is loud, so I can hear my song.
My breath was time to get in. 2012, we on some other type of shit. So them amateur side shows can get a line and get equipped. Never gonna falter, alter, never we in steady motion. Keep myself from gross and cool words for my true emotions. It's real music, so take it to use. You see, I kill a 16, I call it substance abuse. And I'm never spin whacking, as a matter of fact. I take a classic track, turn that motherfucker to an artifact. Case one example, so you walk in a thin line. My legend speaks for itself like a truth or a free mind. You see me at all times, I stay with the dope rhyme. You do it for all kinds, just let you know it's all time. All time, patiently wait for the right shine. The right mind, now that it's here, you know it's prime time. It's all shine, patiently wait for the right time. The right rhyme, now that it's here, you know it's all time. All time, patiently wait for the right shine. The right mind, now that it's here, you know it's prime time. It's all shine, patiently wait for the right time. The right rhyme, now that it's here, you know it's all time. These people now know to start paying attention. With that comes some haters, need I really mention? But it's part of the process, maybe vital for success. Type of motivation that keeps me at my best. So fuck it, homie, I'ma do what I do. Strive to be the best until my toes catch a number or two. With every breath I breathe, I still come with a few words to set me apart from average rappers like you. Like you. So kick rock the spot, meant for real MCs. Graffiti artists, break dancers, real motherfucking G's. Part of the game, realness without the skinny jeans. 31 years old, still sagging, looking hella mean. Generational gap, but with the real music go. Shed some light to the darkness, show them how to really flow. Hope and show that this trade leads to plenty dough. Just let you know it's on time with plenty more. All time, patiently wait for the right shine. The right mind, now that it's here, you know it's prime time. It's all shine, patiently wait for the right time. The right rhyme, now that it's here, you know it's all time. All time, patiently wait for the right shine. The right mind, now that it's here, you know it's prime time. It's all shine, patiently wait for the right time. The right rhyme, now that it's here, you know it's all time. all time.
Yo, yo, Die For Radio. Still rocking out. Sos, what's up with you, man?
Oh, I'm chilling, dude. I'm playing my 2K14 on PlayStation 4, bro.
Oh, you just picked up that. We in overtime right now. You know what I'm saying? So we take it. You know what I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? We got everybody in the house. Everybody's still rocking with us. I got Sneak in the house. I got DMDJ, Sos. You know what I'm saying? But what else need to happen?
Yeah.
Man, keep bringing that funk, baby.
Keep rocking out,
you know
my nigga.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, look, we just got to, you know, we can keep some music going. I'll go into overtime a little bit, bump some music. I'm going to get some Jordians in here. I'm going to get some Dyer Lansky in here. You know, I'm like, shit, might as well. We just sitting here doing what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? But big shout out to everybody rocking with Die For Radio on the replay. You know what I'm saying? They get to hear us rocking out just like this and be like, damn, next time I'm going to stay online longer. You know what I'm saying? But basically what we all got to do is shine, so that's the way we're going to do it, like this.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked, fully ranked.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
Yeah. Testing the shine. Been here for years, grinding to the test of time. Never smiling when I'm rhyming. I've been through too much to get me to this place I am. I'm shining through the way I'm speaking. Speaking for my Doppel fam. Take it to another level. Back to skills, the rest get shoveled. Hit it with some intellect. And show them how this craft is meddled. Always represent, never stop, ever settle. Till I'm reaching the top. Rocking the spot like some heavy metal. Shaking these cops like I'm caught up in this crazy ghetto. Still missing my pop. Life is pain and pain is influential. I'm smoking a lot. Fuck coping is a brief essential. The day that I drop, I'm copping thoughts, only instrumentals. True stories, my life nonfiction and glory. Blood, sweat, and tears, homies, what you got in store for me? I done been through it all, seen a bit through the brawls. And now my eyes is on the prize, I shine the spot you want in my fall.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked, fully ranked,
it's a banger. It's a banger.
Yeah, I don't shine like the next man, I shine like the best man. Microphone to my left hand, I put my life on this next jam. Give a fuck if I'm a broke man, take my time like a slow jam. Patience is a virtue, I've learned that with the hard slam. I always bounce up, just damned if it's so jam. Survival of the fittest, cocked back and it's no sham. Certified as youth man, Riverside with the most damn. Made it out the gutter, was my plan from breakthrough fam. See me speaking to large groups as part of the program. Million dollar thoughts, add them up and it's dope man. Dyer Lansky, the greatest I've fallen, that's so planned. Something worth living for, like my kids and my pops, man. Weed's necessary, it's like a part of this big plan. Consuming what is natural, giving back to the land, man. Hate me if you want, I'm just here and I stand the man. Standing for what I say, I'm standing to this day.
Hey, cause I don't know about this MC nowadays, but
yeah.
They sure not fucking with me.
Fucking with me.
Oh my God.
Never speak of what I've seen, I give it most of myself. But lyrically share experience to capture this wealth. I shine on what I say, outcast from what is played. But turn a full circle in a casual way. Seeking golden diamonds on me, yo, that's dying away. It's all about the substance, how you leave the way. A stray's where I've been, but never begin. I'm on a mission, motherfuckers, I'm just about to begin. And my story seldom told, so my courage is bold. I'm Ray Lewis on the track, raving out of control. To my peeps that really knew me, know my flow was the nicest. From Panorama Apartments to Hillside, that shit was priceless. Even days of crisis, shit storms and simple vices. Still carry the torch, still kill these mic devices. It's rhyme of one, homie, SD if you really knew me. My days are number kinda like the pages of a movie. But life is good, no drama, but don't get it misunderstood. That's around the corner, especially these times, these neighborhoods. I live like foliage, shine bright, so don't exclude me. From your top 5 or 10, I saw these tracks up in a roadie. Kinda hard to pull me, stand up and give it to me. I shine them on the brightest, thought you motherfuckers know me.
got the 40 rip off the skirt. Guzzle it, grab the mic and come out the woodwork. When shit's sick and no time to think, Keith Murray gets busy off a basic instinct. I pop for Ella, drink some liquor, sit down to write a jam and proceed the motherfucking sticker. As God is my witness, with the sickness of a cannabis, I float like a cumulus. My perpetual rebel intellectual won't catch a bad experience with a hallucinogenic either. I flow simply with the cannabis and fever. As my speech falls deeper than the scriptures and graphic components like Picasso playing pictures. If my eyes ain't red, it's all in my head. Once said by PhD med, legalize and I advertise, cause a publicity stunt. I get high like if the man in the moon be buffing blunt. But barely isn't dope but a dream. Step into my chambers and intervene the smoke screen. I captivated and motivated, tell it to my desire. Smoke it down to the fire, anything to get a little higher. I've been to college, but to be truthfully frank, weed is knowledge cause it makes me think. I'm big anatomy and in reality like Jock. Rosses read the Bible, have to puff a centimilia. And the seed that gets me high to fly, I ain't bullshit and you can ask Bill Clinton, he can verify.
Roll a Philly and get roll a Ziggy and get roll a Philly and get roll a Ziggy and get
step into this intersection to take this route. I got a vicious plot, but first take me by the weed spot. I do this for my niggas locked down running capers, smoking herbs and the Bible papers. But how does it feel when you got no fire? It can't blast a dozen from the left hand side. What the fuck, who the fuck wanna fuck with the six-shot shooter? I murder you over Buddha. What I discuss a bust around style nuclear to roast some ghosts. Puffin' hocus pocus, so kid, pass that bomb, try word rhyme, so I can toke it with more wins than a python. Different strokes for different folks. He like the chocolate tie, you like to float with the green skunky smoke. Roll up a fat one and pass it around. Lay back, hypnotized to the funky sound.
DJ Cheddar from Germany, and y'all about to witness the motherfucking takeover. This is Rodian Nation Takeover, starring the homie Sleek One Team, Killer Ron, Nick Fury, and Irie 2012, collectively known as the Drodian. Drodian Nation Mixtape.
Cali. Talk to me, Dro. Type of shit I like right here, man. It's right on my alley, you dig? Kill him. Got to keep him straight.
12 Fury.
Chill.
Black.
I got book smarts too, though.
Don't get it, same. You gotta be well-rounded out here.
Ill career.
It's a dirty game, man. You gotta know how to play it.
Come on, Dolly.
Let's do it.
Point blank, I'm a Drodian. Been this race, I came out the Fallopian. Bring it back to home. Point blank, I'm a Drodian. Been this race, I came. Point blank, I'm a Drodian. 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 Point blank, I'm
DJ Cheddar.
Been this race, I came. The Fallopian. Bring it back to hell again. Focusing on the jabs and the right hooks. If my records don't sell, I'm gonna write books. If my books don't sell, then it's back to the fish scale. Disappear like a Dave Chappelle. Point blank, I'm a Drodian. Been this race, I came by
the fallopian. Bring it back to hope again. Focusing on them jabs and the right hooks. If my records don't sell, I'm gonna write books. If my books don't sell, then it's back to the fish scale. Disappear like I'm Dave Chappelle. Pop up like the green guy out the garbage pill. Stank in your tail. Strolling your brill. Feel it, hear it, see it and believe it. It's my beat even though I ain't conceiving. Ooh, no swim team here, but I keep that scuba gear. For that hydro, that cushion, that granddaddy purple. Run ups around that track, 360 circles. Blue and gold in the airways and like flags. No talking, put the money in the bag. Before I turn the bag, that we killers on the problem. Anticipating mental faces with pick sweeps and growls. Nerves bad like baby bows. My written mirrors, my freestyles. These songs of my babies, I love them to death. Until my last breath, I'ma rep that left Pacific. To be specific, and stay lifted.
This is Manhunt, Black Ash from the Blunt. See a mentality, asking what you really want. Keep to yourself, keep to yourself. Okay, give me one, thanks for sharing the wealth. Crossed up, blindsided, and mind-bending. Truthfully, I'm airbending and no pretending. Heart and soul on the track, a lot of mo confidence. Sprinkled with a little bit of rhythmical dominance. Rap so ominous, synonymous with sinister. Or driving drunk in the streets of Westminster. Usual suspect, no, not the Finster. Unique as hell, like 100 million gingers. Accept the apology, the beast taking a rocky ass whooping. Closed eyes, apocalypto. Brave heart, bloodless, too much red meat. Too much fat, brat-a-tat-tat.
Cali Drodian, number 2, oh yeah, it's 2012. Duo dynamics, damage clones, don't stem myself. My cipher equipped, wisdom and knowledge on all sides. So yeah, that means we squared away, plus our circle is tight. Descendants of kings, hunt some things ain't what they seem. This is alchemy at its finest, Drodian Elohim. Mayan by blood, timing the flood, aligning stars. The movement's global to reach you wherever you are. Secret weapon, stepping like Oedipus to the Sphinx. The mystery of nature does require one to think. We universal agents speak with universal language. Use universal studio rappers are easy to manage. Barking down the wrong path, traveled up the wrong tree. As much as you sound confused, wonder what color you dream. Or is it black and white? Of course I bleed that blue and gold. The path we take from here, the greatest story ever told. We trody it.
Antifreeze as I sneeze. Niggas fall like debris. As if ashes from my trees. More kush, please. Disgusted from these so-called MCs. All of you motherfuckers is enemies. Fuck a photo op. Fuck a friend request. Fuck a Twitter picture. I'm only comforted by holy scripture. Holy liquor, holy Buddha, holy water, holy socks. Holy hallelujah, the beat knocks. Who was this man under your radar? Under your Hollywood star. Your raps couldn't feed no one even if you had a good bar. Bitch. Snitch, switch. I can lift 220 pounds, throw your body in a ditch. Two nights before Halloween, a dark figure on the scene. I give a fuck about keeping clean. BC, know what I mean.
Wise intelligence, point to teacher. Snow Goose.
Bigger than just an insignificant talk. Robin and chillin' on a teacher trademark. Pull on school billets, gangsta off it hard. Don't know why I'm a rap teacher without second thoughts.
The jelly with it, fitted cap tipped with the fifth long hair, motherfucker get kitty with it, spit ready, got city lyric, my side notes, imagine if the kid got focused, rapping that die for my pen stroke, the death stroke, too many MCs, I bleed differently, my DNA, S and MP, Da Vinci, coded when I wrote it, devoted to get noticed, the potion hypnotic, melodic, my soul coasting, I'm in the zone, I ain't never been strapped with the same pen, Moses led the Jews from the pharaohs with, thoroughbred nigga from the giddy up, position underground with my sound. Go and blow my city up, enough said suspect. Getting butter for my bread is the best sex. Flex when I bust text, written in cerebral. Certified lethal, the stage is my steeple. I'm the voice of my people.
Sicker than just an insignificant talk. Robbing and killing on a teacher trademark. Pull on school billets, gangsta off and on. Told them I'm a rap teacher without second thought.
I live life like it's
sense of death. Breathing through a sniper's breast, semi-automatic, falling crisis like a country dead. Semi-counterfeit, never too clever, plus I'm nice as ever, come a long way. Still headed in a stormy weather, die for constituents. Damn right, we sticky shit, the game ain't the same since. Still a cult of mothership, but keeping coming with hits, comatose when it comes to this. Rather be dead than represent all that garbage. Get a body on me, moving matrix like it's for sports, dead for greatness. Toe to toe because life is short, smoking like a newborn, keep a high, never resort. Blackness in the game for fame, so fuck it what you thought. Devoted when I'm rapping true, from me to you. I'm from Killer, California, so I hit you with the W. Riverside made me, though them days were crazy. Never traded for the world, that's all my kids and my baby.
Y'all been doing better, it never get caught. Rubbing and telling and I see your trademark. Pull on school, billets, gangsta, off and on. So the mama, I teach you without second thought.
Christ is really Caesar, Bourgier, and the second son of Cole Alexander, the sixth of Rome. And once the picture was shown, that's how the devil tricked my dome. I prophesied to save a man, but no one gave a damn. From my nation, the seed of Abraham. Blessed with the tongue of Hebrew, now we strong on needles, and some are plunging evil. So study and be wise in these days of darkness. Peace to my nephew Marcus. The face of destruction before these earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought the drug and I heard. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The face of destruction before leaving earth. Life is a test, maybe quest the universe. And through my research, I thought the drug and I heard.
Hey, Stolas, what you feel about that track, homie?
One of the best tracks of all time, bro.
Hey, and you know what's crazy? Sneak on the line still, too. He, as soon as I put on the song, he went like, oh, man.
That's the track. That's one of my favorite tracks ever, dude.
Just rocking it. Sneak Rothstein is still, you know, just rocking with us, man. It's Die For Radio. We in overtime. It's like an after party, you know what I'm saying? And Sneak, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I had to go get me a beer real quick. I'm still in the building, though.
Yeah. No, I was telling Sos because when Sos and I first met, I was actually living out in Florida, you know what I'm saying? And he was actually,
right.
I picked up a little job. And he was my manager at this AT&T store, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And what's crazy is I produced for these people out in L.A., and it was real clubby music. And so when I first met him, I showed him clubby music, but I was really into that boom bap and this and that. And they were like,
right.
Oh, this dude, you know, just plays clubby music. But either way, we was getting in, and then we talked about the gist, and I was like, yo, you know, if you bought the CD, not the tape, you got this little extra song, Bible, at the end with Killer Priest. And I showed it to him on YouTube, right? It was at over there on Clark Row, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, either way. And, yeah, definitely. Killer Priest, that's one of my favorite songs ever, too, but Killer Priest songs for sure.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Sons of Man, fucking Killer Army, Grave
yeah.
Diggers, you know what I'm saying? Everything during that time was motherfucking official, man. But now, I read it's a little dissension going on with Raekwon, Ghostface, and RZA. RZA was saying everybody
yeah.
else came to the studio for the new shit, except for Ray and Ghost. They on some bullshit, he was saying. So I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, and they're actually because they're doing the 20-year thing. And I guess, Raekwon's like throwing a fit about something.
That's a trip, man.
I mean,
it's too much power, but, too much history there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I say the same thing about, like, Boot Camp, you know what I mean? Because,
right.
like, I had Rock on the show, and you know what I mean? I kind of steered away from asking about Boot Camp because he got his own thing. You know, they got War Records, and they do got Pharaoh on there and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like I wanted to play some old-school-ass Helter Skelter songs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, but he was pushing a single. I had a single, and obviously that's my job. You know, that's our job. You know, you play the artist single. But I was like, man, I want to go back into history. And then, you know, the next show I had 5FT from Black Moon. You know, and I was like, man, I was trying to like, you know, I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I could try to make something happen. You know, get this big ass reunion together, maybe at Die For Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can. It can happen. It can happen that simple, man. I mean, this has happened. Look what we had now. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, man. We still in overtime, but I'm going to rock some motherfucking music. And you brought up Killer Army, so, dude, I got to do it like this. Fuck it.
3, 1, 1, 2. Check it out, right? 5 stages of consciousness right here.
You got you got your subconscious,
got
you bringing it up. You got your superconscious,
keep
rapping them, man. You got your magnetic conscious,
let them know one more.
And then we're infinite.
You right, keep on moving.
Your mentions ain't heavy
enough.
Yo, we got some improvement for real, son. Right now, son, you ain't better yet.
Yeah,
forever stay ready. Done money, run gun under the belly. Kinda heavy, pretty pearl, tickle my belly, but steady by the waistline. Thirsty to dump, but thought twice before I took time to waste. Nine of mine in his mind, I let him live now. Realize what he did. Perhaps you got a child on the line, and I ain't got time for no bid. See, bad enough, the warming squad already bars in my crib. With their guns drawn, seeking killers, saying who done slid many moons ago. Across town, whereabouts, unknown. Heights blaring loud out my Yui, like who give a fuck. A puff of bone is usual. Suspect can never be. A lie sees everything. A bad boy silence is the key to longevity. So take this advice before I reiterate the thought to take your life in the will.
Magazines recovered at homo scenes. Two teens living off rhyming schemes. Always had dreams to be discovered. In the meanwhile, had a blow trial. Got put in foul with the rest of them. A-17 with blade infected guns. Had to watch my back when I shit and piss. Niggas busting nuts with COs. Early's been turtles frisk. Your face is the risk. Buck 50 smile. Your face get lifted. Then you shifted to another facility. Same shit. Back in the world, stand strong and watch the weak curl. From the pressure, everyday life, career endeavor. The knowledge syllable in my name is straight terror. Killer army running through your whole fucking era. With five stages of consciousness, it's whipping change like the weather. Some trying forecast, disrupt trap right off the pad. Allow me to add, destruct your subject just like math. Ran you off in the first half, this quarter won't last. Finger leaning on the trigger, guns blast. Super consciously, this track smash.
Hard pools for hard times, kid. Going through this difficult stage, yet I maintain coping with distress. Stress and pain, still in seek of the shoulder that blocks the rain. Although you gone in the flesh, my mental contains to the times to explain the duty of a wise man to the mind summer planes. With his physical, mental, will and emotion, realizations to control to my infinite devotion. Which is to seek the upside, conceive a fresh start. Teach to seize the wrong foods, they made them what they not. Now my duty is to civilize and to penalize those who come to muster God's written lies. I take it upon myself to rebuild the disguise. You fuck snake, and that is the grass is tight. The flowers are lifted again, you will strike. I waste no time with searching for mystery. With every 25,000, we renew our history. To be the God, the age had a black man, and I be out there. Be the absolute when the shit is the fan.
The government calls us traitors or deviants because we believe that we have the right to be ourselves.
And yo, 3 years trapped in the belly of the beast got me on some. Fuck the laws, fuck the fed coats, fuck the judge, cause they don't give two shits about us. Black man, woman, and child, how we living? Over here trapped in the worst part where things like this happen on the regular. Innocent bystanders get trapped off on the streets of my stomping grounds where constant war pops off like wine bottles on the regular, like clockwork to be pacific.
The general wise dotted fatigues, mentally for life I bleed and promise to be the seeds. He was supreme general in the army, real intelligent little bugs, more with thugs and sold drugs to survive. Civilized to 85 to save many lives. But these waterhead niggas dealt with the four devils, ceased to rebel and brought the guard physically down to another level. Now I'm at his weight, the great general passed away with a smile on his face. I swear, if you was to hear these pussy niggas get tortured, well I stick hooks up their noses and cut off their ears. Even they family members have to pay. Brothers, mothers, sisters and fathers get manslaughtered the right way. I'm not dealing with feelings, but I fear the children. Weak niggas destroying, short niggas is building. Even it's the general, that's what I quote. They take a grenade to your head and watch your brain explode.
I sling war slang like cocaine, verbal dope that numbs your brain. Like a shot of Novocaine, in your death you will feel no pain. I just jigged you with my sword and the tip was poisonous. Snakes speak lies and their words is venomous. Who hits come continuous, so I'll give a fuck if Part 97 ain't feeling this. See what I'm revealing is the truth, and actual facts be the proof. The youth be the fruits, and the elders be the roots. I stand solid on the firmament. This black man be the dominant intelligence. These be the words of my testament. Written documents of a thought that makes me get props and sell tapes like cash crops.
Motherfuckers.
Gladiator, I'll grab a hater like Al-Qaeda. Pray to your savior, to meet thy maker. I rain razors, stain pavement with brains hanging like West Craven made it. West favorite flagrant, I'm foul. The foul mouth faded, Cali wild style of Spartans. Rip apart y'all like 300 Spartans and two arsons. I move carcasses, y'all don't wanna start these architects. Michelangelo, Archangel, to mark up your set. Gazette, go from every angle, I strangle your neck. Disconnect your lungs from your chest, I'm taking your breath to connect. Some rats
where you rest, then piss on the steps. Disrespectful to eat with your bitch. Shit is sick, I invest gangrene from a ditch. It's gutter water, and there's nothing quite like this. We push them harder, and I don't care if it's for honor. We're getting farther on this, I'm a martyr. Partner, I slaughter harder than lava on you. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit.
Man.
I'm a bell ringer, mud swinger, rapid muscle spasm, the gun finger. I run rings around under the wingers and bum stingers, hit them with dumb stingers, caveman club swingers and blood drinkers. No double G style display, catch a fade, get filleted, gasoline bath, arsenic sprayed on your parade.
Scooby-Doo, y'all.
Rappers are RuPaul, I'm Kool-Aid man, coming through your fucking wall. Ice the bones off, to cut your ears and your toes off. Arms, legs, fingers and toes off. Drink from methazine and smoke a spliff over your body and doze off. Scene of the crime, yellow tape broke off. Burn doobies, my scalpel gets plenty usage on the chopping block. While I'm canoeing through heavy sewage, gladiator style, Roman candles, animals and helmets and sandals. Poke holes through your panels and throw arrows. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit.
You know the boys spit a kilo of cane, he insane. Force the listener to get the whole picture into them frames. I flood them over on boats of coca like Noah, old Showa. Toast blow with the nuts like granola. Soldier Red October with red hot toasters. Rockin' mittens up in the kitchen, they bread pie holders. Big soldiers throwing boulders, blow your head out your rover. Hard colas, the polars. I know Cali size sign throwers and hair rollers, they roll like Corollas. Mommy just wanna leave your panties slimy like Oprah. Back bend over, gripping the arm of the sofa. Still closer, muscle and weight, hustle and trait. King of the same city, Kurt Russell escape. Tuck in the eight, stuck in the weight. Like the face of the presidents in my residence, the stuff in my safe. Celebrate with a bucket of grapes and fuck it with grace. There's no time for bullshit, the discussion is cake. Feel me?
Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit. Yeah, I'm on my gladiator shit.
I heard a kerosene.
That shit crazy right there. That's that gangrene, you know what I'm saying, with the Kool G Rap, that gladiator shit. Man, killing it, killing it. Sneak Rothstein, shut him down in the house. Jay Soul still rocking with us. Both these motherfuckers in the East Coast. I'm over here in Cali just chilling, you know what I'm saying? But we still rocking good music, you know?
That's right.
So, now, so what endeavors you got going on, Sneak? You know what I'm saying? We in overtime, so fuck it. They're going to hear it in the, you know what I'm saying, in the archives. So besides the album, what you got going on? Tell these people what's happening.
Man, of course, you know, we got the group, the Drodians, and that consists of myself, Sneak Rothstein, Nicholas Fury, Irie 2012, and my younger brother, Killer Ron. Of course, we got extended fam, Awen Kim, man. He invented his own fucking genre, man. It's acoustic rhythmic soul. So that's a Drodian affiliate. Y'all can check him out. His name is Awen Kim, and he spells it E-H-W-E-N, all together, K-E-E-M. Man, dope, you know what I'm saying? His voice is crazy, and you know what I'm saying? He aligned with us, so we got, you know, some stuff coming out with him. We got two mixtapes, the Drodian Nation mixtape, Volume 1, hosted by DJ Cheddar out of Germany. He laced us up on that. And then Part 2 is Eviction Notice. That's hosted by DJ Nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, make sure y'all check out that. And, of course, man, always grinding, fam. They got to stay grinding. And I'm in the process of coming back to the West, you know, so I can, you know, make this thing stronger. you know what I'm saying, and get with you, dog, you know, so we can get out here and take this shit back, man. Do what we got to do, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, J-Sos, whatever, you making a beat over there? What you doing? You got the PlayStation 4, so keep fucking with this PlayStation right now.
I got to get my recreation in, man.
That's right.
You know, so we get to talk to somebody. What that PlayStation 4? Is it the business or what?
Yes, that's what's up, dude. I just got done playing some 2K. About to drop some Killzone right now. Yeah, that 2K series, bro. You better get that shit for Christmas. Do some coast-to-coast spanking on your ass.
Me and Sol's been going back and forth from Cali to Florida on that 2K for years now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this, yeah, but this, you know, but it's all good. It's all good. But I'm an Xbox dude.
Me too.
I'll be fucking with the Xbox. So fuck it. I mean, I think they give me a little bit more time. I mean, people are just chilling. I'm going to rock some music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely go to a little cool little mix right here. Actually, I had an idea for this earlier, but, you know, let's rock out. Fuck it.
Man, fuck that. My brain is a full seat, never going blank, I'm too deep. Don't ever underestimate how loud the truth speaks. The black sheep waving in the air, the black heat. Making niggas running like track meets. My voice sound crazy on the snare.
That beat.
My hat beat straight to the front like black beats. Way back riding on the bus, exactly. I take it to the time when the music was happy. And hair was permed out, nobody was nappy. Now niggas just turned out, nobody's crappy. You know what the turf out, ain't fucking with athletes. I'm fucking with real made. Man who deal cane, no squares in the circle. Better holler at Mills Lane. Your flow is a real shame. I kick it like Luke King. I separate the men from the immortal. The cold child with the ill profile. It's so wild when it goes down.
Yeah, man. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga. Hey, man. What up?
Fuck with your boy real quick, though.
I got you.
Shit,
okay, you fucking with the rhyme constructor, break loop maestro, master of the ceremony with the right tone, voice box note over drums like provolone, only niggas sitting at the table with Coleon, Sean Stack, methamphetamine beyond crack, if I ain't on my job, then what you call that, anthropologist, digging up facts, give me 7 days, but I can resurrect rap, relax, let a pro do it, before double XL, I was showing improvement, came like a bat out of hell with my whole unit, no way around it, nigga, you gotta go through it, me and B to the R, hard to kill, Steven Seagal, I breeze through these bars like I'm breaking out the box, huh? Either quit or reinvent your style. This is dedicated to the one dimension now. It's the F. Respect.
To play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music.
The world's spinning on Satan fingers, we puppets in it. Fucking lame ass mainstream gimmick, you finished. Spit the venom and spread it amongst the myriad. The best that ever did it, point blank, menstrual periods. Constructing images like scriptures on the lily yard. Perfect pictures of battle stitches for demigods. Whatever you choose, the boo or the swear. My 1-2 flare is not fair, you gon' die in there. I got my style for my pioneers, so what? Raw and uncut and still shine like I'm diamond up. And use a clown with your pants down. 666 crown wrapped around your brow, now your soul's drowned. So what's the purpose of your sermon if it's not real? Tongue of a serpent. And you say your son and you lack skills. I'm not the first one to grab the drum and smack it down. I am the only one that chose the son to proper noun.
Rockin', you're on the hottest mixtape album in the street. Officially ranked.
It's a banger.
Hey yo, I cook a 16, way clean and delicious. What you serving in the kitchen is that malnutritious. My style is vicious, I ain't selling out to the system. You must have missed it when I'm middle fingered up to you bitches. Now let me breathe, inhale my head in the clouds. Talking to God, I'm on the stars with a Nephilim proud. Knowledge is power, power is dope, dope with the devour. In its essence, I will shower in my final hour. I'm on point like a ball pen, an ink dip feather. When my ink drip, my light slip on black manila. Master the craft, still a student on my password. Spit the verse, slow disperse from your neck to your back when your head jerks. Closed casket, death to all you MCs. I bleed hip-hop, last drop of my chem stream. I'm not the first one to grab the drum and smack it down. I am the only one that chose this on the proper noun.
Yeah.
IMDKV Queens Massacre, the infamous Mob Deep King Vulture rapper. What niggas gon' do when you see me off camera? Niggas strip who? I'll beat you till you lavender. You banned from the functions, the concerts. Cancel son, boy that, you can't cash that. Stop frontin', you ain't never see me in the street. While we was deep and talking about our white flags, you would say it's all peace when you know damn well it's apocalypse season. Get your back radiated next time you try to flee from this punishment you got coming. Don't resist, you only gonna make it worse. Stand the fuck still, bitch, you screaming. You motherfucker, you screaming. Now I'ma have to stop that. Hand me the nail hammer and the baseball bat. I'ma bust his mouth open, he trying to attract the attention of them people. IMDKD, I'm evil. Straight black devil. When it called for it, kidnapped the pussy for torture, I'm all for it. What you thought, I was angel cake? You niggas is hella soft, you just baby food beef. I'm dog food dope, keep your lady on the leash. When I'm outside moving through the world like I own this bitch. With my hoodie on, black King Cobra shit. Kings nigga get the money and I stay fresh. Pocket full of dough, sipping hundreds to the waitress. Smoking like exotic cartel pipes. Hoping one of y'all niggas would, yeah, right. Go on, pop your gun and cut to the chase. Pussy niggas step up front, I'm cutting up his face. On some brutal crime shit, get your eyeballs sliced, disgusting shit. I will fuck up your life, IMDKD, Queens Massacre, the infamous Mob Deep King, Vulture rapper. What nigga won't do when you see me off camera? Nigga strip who? I beat you till you lavender. You banned from the functions, the concert. Cancel sun and rain on your parade, you silly ass. Nigga, jerky motherfucker, this is not a prank, nigga. I'm a felon, parolee, I still smoke rollies. You ain't gotta find Jesus, I leave you holy. They ain't gotta find God, I baptize your homies. You crack another Patron and toast memories. I'm top of New York, bad man, nothing nice. Bitch, king me, top me off like a dirty Sprite. Yeah, too much of my life to get you fucked up. Way more than that LQ and blunt done. They rated me triple X, I'm so vulgar. I start singing fucking that Max, it's all over.
Did you ever notice how in the Bible, whenever God needed to punish someone or make an example, or whenever God needed a killing, he sent an angel? Did you ever wonder what a creature like that must be like?
Would you ever really want to see an angel?
By this move exterior, you better run, get your superior. Be aware of the reps, we storm through your area. You hear me, you're dealing with brothers, you should be leery. Most definitely, ain't no coming next to me. My specialty cooking them seeds in my recipes. Scrappy testing me, but ain't nothing I can't handle. Burning weed and candles, reading the book of Daniel. Scribing in my manual, all figures I ran through in this mantle. Forever slugging like a Mickey Mantle. Now for example, rush and get trampled. I cancel any nigga that's running substantial.
Triple R rated buckets down for dough. Get down with rap skills and Mac Mills or Calico's. Rap to the bullets, you can't stop me now. I blaze that ass like a bullet, you can't copy how. I do it weak, niggas try to copy my grammar. Take heads like Highlanders, Avengers and bystanders. Ain't no place that could ever compare. That dirty South nigga screaming, how you do that there? Said he throwing up my set in your atmosphere. Wherever we at, we rap, nigga, we don't care.
Hey yo, I hate to bust a bubble, but we start mad trouble. Got him seeing in doubles, hardcore, never subtle. Blast off like a shuttle, come swift with my rebuttal. Cause it's real in the jungle, got niggas calling the huddle. See next on deck, be the angels of death. Better known as the reps, recognize and respect. Boy, I peep you, the scream means I got no equal. Hit him with Desert Eagle, so we won't make the sequel of the movie. To me, I shine like jewelry. I've been the rep truly since my days as a juvie.
Yo, what up now, that nigga straight butt now. So duck down, like the record label. Faggot niggas getting bucked down in Bucktown. My bloody rap niggas to rip. You know my dog stay starving for them kibbles and bits. No riddles we hit, that niggas ain't doing me shit. Locking low, cock and squeeze, bust you dead in your hip. Embedded in shit, see that ass dead in the ditch. Dirty Brownsville, it don't get no better than this. But hatin' your bitch, find that ass slump to sip. I leave my mark when I spark up the residue split, mother.
Gospel Radio, rocking out with Sneak Rock Team, my man J. Cole, Gospel Production. That was the Representatives, Duck Down in the House, you know what I'm saying, their album called Angels of Death, some of my favorite MCs, you know what I'm saying. Before that was that Alchemist and Prodigy, you know what I'm saying, that shit's nuts.
I like that one, that was fire.
Yeah, that's the old CD, man. I, like I said, I've always been a Boot Camp fan. So, you know, the thing about Die For Radio is you never know what I have loaded up on this server, because I'll be always thinking, like, man, you know, 1990, you know, what is this today? November, whatever, 15th, you know what I'm saying? 1993, where was I? Or 1995, where was I? What was I listening to? Oh. Load up that song, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, fuck it, you know, like.
Yeah, that's so, right.
You know, rocking out, man. Just good hip hop. You know what I mean?
That's it. At the end of the day, man, you wanna take fans all over the world, man, all over the states. So you know, when I get on here, I wanna take people to California. I wanna take them to New York. I wanna take them to, you know, down south. You know what I mean? So. Rock out,
you know,
man.
we gotta have a Droidian night on Die For Radio. You know that, right?
Oh yes, indeed. We gotta get out to the people, man. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Germany, they want to see us, man. But them tickets is, and plane tickets is too expensive right now. We can't do it. But it's love over there, like, you know what I'm saying? We get over there, it's a wrap. Anywhere overseas, Japan. You know, the Philippines, man, God bless everybody in the Philippines, man, all the lost souls out there, man. That was a tragic situation, but, you know, they was trying to get the Chinese out there, but, you know, cats don't want to pay no bread. It's like they want to be tight with the money. You know, you get over
and
here,
you know,
we got you.
Yeah, and the Euro's a lot more, too, but, hey, big shout-out to Soul Central TV. I'm actually in their printed magazine for the month of November. You know what I'm saying? That's a UK magazine. And then in December, I got the video interview on the website dropping. So big shout-out to Soul Central. You know what I'm saying? They definitely put it down. My girl Mariana's over there in New Zealand. You know, my man and my man CEO LVS is in the UK really holding it down. And literally, I'm in a printed copy of a magazine in the UK, you know what I'm saying, for the month of November.
Nice.
So. Definitely, you know, big things happening, and you definitely right. I mean, you know, the overseas money is like no other money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take you. You probably only got 10 minutes because you know they usually, you know, the way it usually happens, they cut you off for an hour of this overtime shit. I'm gonna just dance more music real quick. So let's do this.
Let's go.
In a world of misery, within this, three planets collide. For the Lynch Dilemma, Tech 9, bring you along for the ride.
Wait a minute, I'm from the West Coast Conference, like Kobe or James Worthy. You can just call me the king of the valley, all I need is a game jersey. Nigga nuts and guts get served up, when I get it all spitting up, game service. Cut it up, get it up, with cold cuts, with the oven that's heated up, came dirty. I'll be off of that kryptonite, turn him into liquid ice, stain his jersey. Leave him in the back of the Elko, like up the scalp, stick to him like Velcro. Nigga, I'm a bitch killer, I'm a nigga ditch quick to rip ya. Paint a murder picture with ya, I'm a jackknife, strip you that night. Slit your leg, open the dick ya, but then I'm a stick a rip in your guts. Eat your meat, a deep peach, a bleach with the meat. Sleeping that I need to see ya, he's the fourth quarter receiver, court order the leech, tech order to me, I'm bringing the seasoning, and the suicide, no do or die, low keys in the backseat, cut next, some sex, got to give him that brother a chunk next, next,
next,
brain.
Tech 9 Dilemma, Emperor the List, like,
welcome to my world.
Fight this phantom, your freaking family will fall flat. Yeah. Bunk Bianca's beat them black and blue with a baseball bat. Yeah. I might be a small cat, yeah, but I won't use discretion. Hit him with a weapon if he's stepping with them all rat. 20 minus 11, I make them all scat. Yeah. Not prosperous now, text not with his crowd. He's lost in his clouds, rather be off than soft with his style. I got hopes that my life might get better, but I've been broke so I might swipe the cheddar. Yeah. You better get ready to give me, I got a vendetta. Yeah. Coming to get it, whether we the money, whatever.
Yeah. Nobody said it was gonna be easy, people deceive me and leave me in the dark and buried up in Necropolis. One day you gon' see me on TV. You better believe me, taking over this and never the opposite. Yeah.
Rewrite my life, give me light in a fight for what's right. A la liberate, cuidado. Yeah. 151 rum is how we run from Slim Sons, then comes Diablo. I need a medic cause I'm murder energetic in the cerebellum, never tell him I got. Yeah. One of the worst problems in the medulla oblong. Got a yada going one hell of a shot. Yeah.
No more darkness, yeah, how did I start this? Yeah. Feeling bizarre shit, like kicking your carcass.
Yeah. I am the ruler in my kingdom and my dark seat's hot. Yeah. Step into my world and your heartbeat stop.
My man KT the Legend, and obviously Jay Sizzle, my Nizzle. Sneak Rothstein in the house. We still just rocking. Like, you know, what could be better, man? Good music, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed, man. Make sure y'all are still listening. Tune in. This Sunday, I got the legendary OG Cocaine live in the building, rocking out with me from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You already know how we do it, man. This coalition is thick, man. You know what I mean? We got them doing it, man. Grinding, making this shit hurt, making this shit happen, getting these networks up, getting these contacts up, spreading the word, promo, songs, production.
The wait is almost over. The album that the whole world's been waiting to drop is on its way. Buddy Boy Entertainment proudly presents the legendary Cocaine. Bringing you funk on his brand new album, Set the F Up and Cut the Check. Including the banging new single, What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and Lisa Soprano. Now being played all over the globe on various networks, such as
Dirty Basement Radio, Shut Em Down Radio, Soul Focus Radio, and
Black Smoke Radio.
And featured on sites like Starforce, HipHop.com, and JustinBobMusic.net. Check out his interview on One West and Hype Magazine. Then follow him at Cocaine Official. It's going down January 10th. Enough with the talking. Shut the F up and cut the check. Hitting iTunes and everywhere else downloads are sold. I represent Shut Em Down Radio, and I go by the name of Sneak Rothstein. Big shout out to the big homie Cocaine. Let's go.
Yeah, it goes down like that on Die For Radios too. You know what I mean? Like, just like
yep.
that.
That's right.
So big shout out to Sneak Rothstein. Big shout out to Granddaddy IU for blessing us, man. You know what I'm saying? A legend like that. Big shout out to DMV, and I'm like a huge DMV fan. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, dude's dope. Dude's seriously dope.
Yeah, I definitely got to give it up to DMV. Like I said, I wasn't aware of him. I didn't know about him. And then when I heard him, and I did the history, I'm like, yo, this dude been there.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And Jay Sos, big shout out to you. You know what I mean? Rocking with us. And, you know what I mean?